So apparently Chris is in the middle of getting pulled over right now by the is it, where is he? Is he in
Maryland.
Maryland?
Yeah, the
By the
Maryland.
Maryland PD. Dude, think about that. Right outside the airport, it's Monday. They're just straight Jack and Travelers, dude. That's all they're
Yep.
fucking doing today.
He's got a rental.
Yeah, he probably doesn't know. Oh God, I hope it's like a fucking like one of those Nissan, like what's the toaster thing that they have? You know what I'm talking about? Like that square toaster looking.
Oh, like a juke or
Yeah,
something?
not even the juke. They have that other one, the cube is what it's called.
The cube.
Oh, poor Chris.
Dude,
I
he
hope.
wouldn't be able to fit in that. He'd have to like sit in there like a pretzel.
That's probably why he pulled him over, because his head was sticking out the
front. Like Harry and the
He looked
Hendersons.
like fucking Grape Ape on top of the car.
Yeah.
Grape Ape, Grape Ape.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess Jay Roos is hosting them tonight.
I don't think so. My computer is not cooperating, so.
What's up, everybody? I'm gonna host until Chris at some point will be here, but I don't know when. I'm having some technical issues and some household issues, so there's a good chance that if I vanish, I won't come back. So just be prepared for that.
It seems like the internet's on a fucking on a vacation today, because my phone is acting up. My fucking my internet was mad slow all day long. So,
The president's shutting it down.
yeah, fuck.
That's right.
I just realized, dude, I lost my lower third. I had that sweet fucking MP
Well, you
reference.
got to go back to it now. That's all.
Oh,
Quick,
that's
we'll stay on
terrible.
someone else for 2 minutes, and you can
It's all
just.
right. It's all good. It don't matter. But I can do two things at once. We're just gonna go through. We're gonna just do the intros here, and then we'll go from there. I'm gonna start with Brian Brink. How's it going, man?
What's up, guys? Hey, man, I'm recovering. I had a rough weekend, but I made it back here. Hope y'all are doing well. I had a great week. I don't even
You
know.
definitely don't sound recovered.
No, no. He's definitely on some fucking Tom Hanks bachelor party shit. How was the weekend?
Oh man, it's fantastic. I went down to Myrtle Beach for the first time. Hung out with a bunch of dudes 10 years younger than me that I don't even know. So that
Was
was
that
great.
just was that work related, or was that just like you're like, fuck it, I'm gonna go?
Now my sister's getting married next month, and I'm in the wedding party. So I got invited to my future brother-in-law's bachelor fucking bash weekend.
Can I ask you some questions about that?
Yeah, sure, man. Go right ahead.
I mean, did you see some titties?
I did.
All right, that's all I really wanted to know.
All
Throw
right.
some dollar bills
Were they
out.
man? Were they man? Man
Oh,
titties?
a
There
little
you
bit of
go.
both. Yeah.
So listen, I have to interject. Not only did I get pulled over, I got pulled over by the goddamn airport police.
What were you doing wrong?
They said I didn't stop when you turned red on a red. Stopped on a red light to turn right. In Alabama, you don't have to do that. You fucking roll. Pulls me over. And to boot, I am in a black Impala with fucking New York plates. So that probably doesn't help anything.
And it
Coming
is
out of the
fucking
airport, you were
Baltimore,
just
Maryland area. They're
so they
probably
give
like,
you the
pop the
ticket or
trunk.
they let you go?
Nah, he gave me a warning, but Jesus fucking Christ, what a. I've been involved in traveling since 6 o'clock this morning.
You don't have to. In Alabama, you don't have to stop if you're making a red, I mean, a right turn on a red light. You don't have to stop.
You can roll through.
You don't have to stop. Hell, fuck, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just
I'm pretty
Alabama.
sure, 'cause that doesn't seem safe.
Well, the cop bought it, so we'll roll with it. But I literally just walked through the hotel room and I'm on my phone. I'll get my computer set up in due
All right, set
time,
it up,
but
man. We're here.
I just wanted to pop
It is
in.
implied
Well, we'll
in
slow
Alabama.
roll the
It's
intros and what you get.
called a Tennessee rolling stop. That's what it's called. No, I'm good. You guys go ahead. I'm just gonna hang out and talk while I get all this done, and then interject, and I'll get set up at some point in time.
All right, cool. Well, we're just going back to talking about all the
A
titties.
big weekend, a titty
Brink
weekend.
was the mayor of Titty City this weekend.
Hated to interrupt titties, but you know.
Yeah, you interrupted titties, Chris. Titties.
Yeah.
You don't
All right.
interrupt titties.
So, anything else happened for you, Brink?
On the way back, I said to make a 2-hour detour and go hang out with internet personality Justin L for a
Oh,
little
yes.
bit.
I
Oh, you
saw
saw more
the
titties.
So how was that?
Because the dude is a
I think
boob.
those were the titties he was referring to,
Yes,
you know, the whole time.
But he did show me his little secret honeypot, which is quite an interesting place is this place in an antique store, a whole bunch of vintage toys and things like that. And then we went to a place called Hair of the Dog, which was quite suiting for me to get some lunch. So that was awesome. So thank you, Justin. That was really cool, man.
I'm not going to lie. When you say you showed me your honey pot, just because it's Justin L., I did think of Winnie the Pooh. With
some honey. Bother.
Well, cool, man. That's cool. You said you have to work today, or did you take today off as well?
No, I took the day off. All right, cool. So back to the grind tomorrow.
Nice. You fucking needed it.
I'd say if it wasn't for this show tonight, I wouldn't even know what day it was. So...
Sounds like you had a good time, man. That house was huge, man. That was a nice fucking place you guys
had. Yeah, man. So these people, these are some pretty well-to-do young men, I must say. They are dentists and orthodontists and shit like that. I was like,
well hung.
I don't know about that. But
let me ask you another question, because I was just thinking about this. So it's your sister's wedding, so you're with her fiance, soon to be husband.
That's right.
Does it bother you that dude's fucking just staring at some titties when he's about to marry your sister?
Not in the slightest. Not in the slightest. And the people, I kept asking me that. I'm like, nope.
Yeah, let's go. I'm a grown ass man. That's
not protecting. Still, you know, at the end of the day, he's still gonna marry her. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Not like he's sticking his fucking hand up something.
Yeah, nothing else. Like that.
Well,
looking at titties.
You don't know what he did in the black room.
I'm sure Brian would have been aware. Dude, he didn't care, but he cared. You know what I mean? He had his eye on it.
Here in Tampa, they have a strip club called 2001, and it does have a UFO at the top. That's where you go. Like, that's like to get some private dances. You go up into the. So I've heard. Let me make this clear.
Dude, you get that anal probe when you go up there?
I mean, you know, it's the only way to do it. You wake up in a different. Go ahead.
There's one in Alabama that got blown away by a tornado, and they rebuilt it, and they recently expanded by adding a metal storage shed to the front to make like a little foyer, you know, for the front of the building. It's really nice. It's a really nice storage shed, though.
I mean, so you walk through the storage shed before you walk into the facility?
One would imagine. I've never been to this place. I've heard that after the legal closing time, they lock the doors and party keeps rolling, so I've decided not to be on TV with my hands in handcuffs with a jacket over them.
Right, I hear you.
You keep fucking rolling through them fucking stoplights, that's what's going to happen to you. They don't play up here, buddy.
Yeah, that is on Dale Mabry. Chris G knows what's up. It is so right down the road from Las Vegas.
So that cop said, I showed him my license, and he said, "You going back to Alabama?" "Yes, sir, as soon as my business trip is over." I wasn't going to say, no, I'm moving here, dude.
You're like, no, I'm here to fuck up your roads for good. Nice. All right, Jay Ruse, what's up, dude?
What's going on?
Any titties for you this weekend? Much.
No, no titties.
Boy.
No, Jay. I'm engaged now. I'm not allowed to do that type of stuff.
Jay Ruse lost his key to Titty City.
I'm kidding. Come here.
He goes, I'm looking at titties right now.
I got plenty of titties right here. Look.
There you go.
One, Jay.
Burn it. Seven titties that he's staring at. Right. Like the random odd number of titties.
I want to see dog nipples.
Get down. Okay, now get down. That's good. That was fun. All right, bye.
All right. Moving on. All right. Chris, I don't know if you want to. Do you want to wait till you're officially up and running? He's muted, so we're moving on. Dust, what's happening,
Hi, I'm here. What do you want? Hi, hello.
Just hello intros, but you kind of already popped in, but I'm giving you a proper introduction.
Joining us, everybody.
Fresh off his first ticket in the Maryland, Chris Pinkerton.
What's up, everybody? What's up, party people? And it's, I think a certain resident here calls it Murderland. So.
Yeah, that I don't know about too. That. I don't have enough experience to.
Well, I'll probably be able to tell you in 6 to 8 months.
Dude, I love it when like your kids are just like your son after a year is gonna be all bandanas. that street life.
All bandanas. His entire wardrobe is nothing but dollar bandanas woven into clothing.
Yep.
It's like it's 92 all over again.
A button up, but it's gonna be that bandana fucking.
It's got fucking black paisley all over it. It's the fucking Vans with paisley on them.
Dude, that's
awesome. Go straight. Where Wallace at? Where Wallace at? Wallace.
Hey, I saw something very sad happen to D today. That's where I'm at on that. So.
Oh wow, you're really early. Season two. That was towards the end, right?
Season two. I'm dealing with these girls at the dock.
Yeah, that season got a little weird, but you know, I didn't like it at first because I wanted more of that street shit. But when I went back and rewatched it, I really enjoyed season two and the way, you know, it shows how it gets into the, you know, into the, and then shows you the street aspect of it.
Yeah, I'm just getting into that part of it. It's really dope. No pun intended.
Good show. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's The Wire. Go watch that shit.
Yep. All right, Dust, what's happening?
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Enter the Realm.
Any titties for you this weekend?
No titties for me this weekend. I got my own, but, you know, that really wasn't much of a...
It's not the same. Had,
it's more of a hassle.
You had chicken wings.
Yes, my nephew, the few, stopped by today to pick me, take me to lunch. I was pretty hungover today. It's kind of a bummer of a day for me. I don't want to womp the show, but my mom passed away 24 years ago today, so it still haunts me a little bit. So last night after we had the unbroadcasted, I started listening to some of her favorite tunes, which I do every year, and the beers are flowing, and you think about things and the memories. But it was a good night overall, even though it sounds like it was sad. Sometimes you have to sit back and remember the ones you miss and the ones you love, you know? And I fucking definitely fucking paid for it today, man. Woo. I wasn't feeling good today. So we went out. Even though I wasn't feeling it, I went out anyway with him because he taking me out. I always take him out. So I was like, yeah, I got to go out for this one. And then I came home and took a nap and had a phone call from someone and had to perform.
There you go.
But yeah, other than that, yeah, man, I'm here, man. I'm here. Let's do this. No work today, no work tomorrow. Let's have some fun here.
Yeah, dude.
Yo.
Let's turn this shit around.
All right, we're going to go back to you again. We'll find out what everybody got this week or last week. Excuse me. Brink, we're back to you. Did you get anything?
I gotta combine this shit.
I did not get anything. Maybe an IOU on my ATM card, but that's about it. And
did you used your ATM card? You didn't credit card it the whole weekend?
No, actually, I pull out cash beforehand.
Well, I guess considering that you were going cash.
He's the casualizer.
Cash was king for you this weekend.
Yeah, well, when I embark on some frivolity, I like to just pull it all out of the bank.
He doesn't want any ties to go back to him.
That's right. And then, you know, when the fun's over, it's like you don't have any bills showing up like a week or two later. It's like it's all gone and paid for already.
So how many Fans Toys Phoenixes did you spend?
5.5.
Oh, my God.
You had a very good time.
It wasn't just there. There were some other things we did, too.
Wasn't that Titty City?
No.
What was your favorite dancer's name? Please tell me it was, like, Majestic or
Cinnamon
like that. No, what if it was Phoenix? Oh, that would have been perfect.
What if it was Gonorrhea?
No.
But they pronounce it Gonorrhea, right?
Gonorrhea.
So he did bring home a Phoenix.
She's right. Italian.
Well, I'm sorry. What was her name? Do you remember?
Her name was Nadia. Shout out to Nadia.
Did she come into the country in a shipping container?
Right. Yeah, she spelled it Nadia.
You know, Nadia. That's when she told me that, Chris. That's actually what popped into my mind.
Nice.
All right, Jay Ruse, what about you?
I got a delivery from Crashbox of the last X-Men wave that came in, Marvel Legends. It's the Cyclops, and it's the Cyclops.
It's Cyclops and a bunch of other characters.
And a bunch of loose belts that
you guys talking about gluing his utility belt down or not? What is it called?
His action pants.
Well, the belt? Wasn't it like this? The harness throughout it, through the upper body?
No, the harness you don't glue on. It's these belts that go around his thighs his
garter belts.
Yeah, that. Sure, if that's what you want to call it. But yeah, these fucking things—they just fall off.
Does he even need those? Like, what is he having? I can understand why Batman would use that, or like, you know, somebody like Deadpool even. But why does Cyclops need that?
It's Jim Lee.
Listen. They're all filled with microfiber cloths to wipe off of the visor. That's all that's in them.
I love watching that every time J-Ruz lifts up the one on the left and the right one falls down.
Yeah, it's the most disappointing.
See, fucking now, would you rather be molded in?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's how they should have done it.
You thought about just taking them off and not having it at all?
No, you need them. It's Jim Lee. It's Jim Lee Cyclops. You need them.
I mean, you know.
They got to glue them on. I'm going to have to glue them on somehow. I'll look up some kind of tutorial or something, but that sucks. That's the only figure I opened too, because he was the one I wanted the most. And then like I don't even want to open the rest because of this.
Dude, I gotta tell you, that Build-A-Figure, the paint detail on that is probably some of the best stuff I've seen.
Is that Warlock?
They did a good job with that.
The Warlock.
Okay, I'll eventually open up. Yeah, it's Warlock and put it together, but this is just pissing me off. So once I get him sorted, because he's one of the ones I wanted for my fucking Marvel vs. Capcom shelf. You can't have Marvel vs. Capcom without Cyclops. And now he's fucking pain in the ass, so fuck him. Mad. I just knocked him over. And I got the shirt. It's my Destiny shirt for completing the last book. Even has my gamer tag on it.
Did you have to mail away for that?
Yeah, you just order it online. You have to complete the book in the game. And then they allow you to buy it for like $25.
Oh, wow. That's a great deal.
Shout out to Bungie.
That's how we're doing the next Realm of Collectors.
We allow you to buy it.
I like how you did also, yeah, I got this shirt, and they allow you to buy it.
They allow you to buy it. Yeah. If you don't complete the book, then you can't buy it. But the book is hard to complete. You know, I got friends online that are only like 50% through the book, and they just gave up.
So give everybody a heads up at TFCon this year. To get the ability to buy a rock pack, you have to do a scavenger hunt, which involves buying a bunch of beer for dust.
Dude, no joke. I mean, that's
reasonable.
Yeah, I think that this may be a thing. We'll get back to you on that later. Anything else?
No, that was everything.
Cool. All right, Chris, what about you? What'd you get this week?
Geez, let me think. I got Titans Returned Cup. I found him in the wild. That was the only figure from the line I really wanted, just because it's Cup. And that's it. I have some stuff. Should have some stuff this week, but that's all. I got light week.
Cool. All right. Dust Miggots.
I got this from Crashbox. Chris was out and about, and he found the larger size Spidey. Clearance for $25.
Is it the Pizza Spidey?
It's supposed to be the Pizza Spidey mold. Yeah. I hope so.
Dust, did you get the receipt out of the bag?
Yeah, I saw it. Well, okay.
No, Titans Returned. I'm just making sure you.
Oh, okay.
You might go in your spot and find it for $12. You can return that for $25, and then.
You kidding me? I could rip the sticker off, return it for $50. These are still full price in my area. Not all WalMarts work on the same pricing, so it's per store. So yeah, that was cool. Thanks for getting that to me, Chris. And then I got the X Transbots Panini.
Oh, pecan.
Panini.
You love that thing, huh?
How are you liking it? It's a sturdy toy. It's not bad. It's really not bad of a toy. I like it. I like it. There's some things I dislike. Some of the maybe it's and this is what I was thinking. Maybe it's because I haven't touched a lot of third party in a while. You know, I've been chilling on my purchases, and a lot of them have been more official. But it feels some of the plastic on the backpack. I wish was just a little bit to my touch, a little bit more thicker.
I like that Dust described that figure sturdy, like someone would describe a secondhand mule they were selling on Craigslist.
Sturdy like mule.
It's a very sturdy animal.
Let's face it, XTB has been getting a bad rap, but you know, when they said that they're going with a new team and a new factory, I think this is one of the products from it. I don't think their Blitzwing was part of their new wave, to say, you know?
Yeah. Well, what was the last thing X Transbots put out? Was it Cyclonus? Not together. I'm just saying. I know they're the same, but I'm just saying under the X-Transbots flag. Or did they put out?
I don't recall. I can't remember. I think it may have been Cyclonus.
They haven't put out their Trailbreaker yet, right?
No. This came out first. They want you to buy it. But honestly, I really, the transformation was pretty cool. Wasn't too hard. I really enjoy the look of this guy. I think for me, for what I like, this is the closest to a G1 tune. Moist. It's definitely moist. But I did have a paint problem right here on this hinge. I think it was when I had my pork chop hands cracked it, you know, to transform it, and there was a chip. But I don't like the way it looks anyway because
it's that not... little piece that popped up.
Yeah, well, I started scraping it.
Oh, I see.
So I'm gonna take them both off and then put like a light layer of polish on there to make it look glossy to match the rest of the finish. Because the G1 tune, he didn't have that color there, so it was kind of like a blessing in disguise.
It doesn't look bad, you know what I mean?
It was a starter chip.
Yeah, it was a starter chip.
Get it going.
So honestly, guys, really cool accessories. This is my favorite. Is the mask?
Yeah, I want to talk about that later once we start talking about some MP stuff.
And
there's gonna be a lot of masks around.
Yeah. And another thing I didn't like was the hands. It's got the KFC hands, but this hand is so small, and these things feel like it's just gonna break. It feels like they're gonna fucking break. So I'm just keeping them in fucking fist mode.
So Dust, it has a finish on the hood. It's painted there.
No. It looks like it's just polished plastic.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a nice polish. You know how XTB does it.
Yeah.
They get that shiny plastic. It would have been nice if it was, but And when I first took it out in vehicle mode, I was like, wow, that's painted. And I was like, nah, it's not painted. But it looked really good. And it's very sturdy in car mode, too. Very heavy. Nice rubber tires on it. What I really like was the engineering on the legs were pretty cool, the way they did the legs. I would definitely say for the price point, you know, $80, get it.
Now, you didn't buy any of the Trailbreakers that are out, right?
No. Okay. I was waiting, of course, for Fans Toys or to see what XTB was doing, but I think I'm going to buy their, I think I'll buy their Trailbreaker. You know, I think I'm going to do it. I mean, worst comes to worst, you know, Fans Toys comes out with theirs next year or a year after or something. I'll just, you know, flip it. That's all. It's part of the game, man.
Smack it up, flip it.
Yeah.
But I'm very surprised with this guy. Very surprised. And if you haven't seen it, I got a pictorial in the ROC face grip and on my Dustmite's Instagram. But other than that, that's it.
Groups, you'll find it. No, I'm just kidding. Word. All right. I did not get anything toy related. I picked up a book this week. It's actually a graffiti book put out by a group of dudes that I really like out of Denver. So that kind of goes into my collection for my alter ego.
All right, what's it, a bombing crew or
Wall? Yeah, the name of the book is Decaying Future. It's from these dudes it's the DF crew. So DF is Decaying Future. They got a whole bunch of other acronyms for it. But,
yeah.
And it's just basically these dudes, for people that are interested, it's these dudes that are going into like these abandoned factories and stuff like that. So the book gives you history on what the place was and then a bunch of photos of it, like, you know, just as time wears down on it and beats on it, it decays, and then they go and paint some pieces and stuff in there.
Oh, they bomb the shit out of it, huh? Make it pretty.
They don't go, I mean, they're respectful of the space. I understand that they are painting on walls and stuff like that, but they're not destroying it. They're not really destroying anything else.
Yeah.
So, but it's cool that they get some kind of history on, like, it's like one was like an old sugar mill and so shit like that. Stuff like that's interesting to me. But that was it. That's all. Oh, no, wait. What else did I get? Logan. I watched. Did I talk about that last week?
Yeah.
No, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Then.
Did you talk? No, I think you talked about it on the Hangout.
Oh, it was the Hangout. Yeah. So I picked up Logan as well, and it was dope until it wasn't, and then it was just terrible. And then I picked up the Lego Batman movie for the children's.
Dude, when you were watching Logan, did it feel like the movie ended right at the farm scene, like when the farm scene was over?
What you like would be when it was just him and her went on the
one well, after like they met the clone,
dude,
and
that's
and
where it fight. Got terrible. Like
and that's
it,
where
it was dope until then, and then I was like, dude, this fucking shit, dude.
Yep.
Just fell apart. So that's my gripe about it. I mean, I guess everybody's seen it now. We can kind of talk about it, but like my gripe about it was that like out of all the things you could have done, your villain essentially is Wolverine. He's a fucking clone of the dude.
Like I was just discussed with you on the hang. I was like, you know, I don't think fans would want anybody else but Wolverine to kill Wolverine, because then there would be a fucking hoopla about it. He can't kill Wolverine. This guy can't do that. I can't believe this guy killed Wolverine.
I think you didn't have to have him die from that. It could have been a guy that fucks him up, and then he still is just like so deteriorated by that point that he just died. You know what I mean? Like you could have done it another way. Just the fact that like I'm like really like. Really? Wow. This is what it is?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, Brammer said in the chat, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, that the clone was originally supposed to be Sabretooth, and that Liev Schreiber's schedule was too tight. He's, you know, filming that Ray Donovan, you know?
Right.
I can see how they tried to play that a little bit in the...
It did kind of, because he was like a younger version almost, like... I don't know, it just was like... It didn't feel creative. It just felt like they were just like, fuck, we don't know what to do. You know what? This is what we'll do. And it just was like, and then it just went downhill from there.
Well, it was cool the way they kind of explained with the clones and how the kids, they couldn't control the kids. And then they came up with something they could control. So, of course, they want to destroy the kids. So it kind of tied in the story that way, too. So that's why the kids were on the run. They escaped and on the run, you know? So that kind of brought that into it.
You could have, you know, honestly, I don't know, maybe, I understand, like, I'm not that I'm not a fan, but I'm not a hardcore fan, I don't read the comics, but sure. I would have rather had them just make some shit up that wasn't a clone of fucking Wolverine. That's where I'm at on that. Yeah. But that's it.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say, I love that scene at the end where he juices up and they're chasing the kids in the woods, and then you just hear him scream in the background. Yeah. And they're like, oh shit.
See, I thought, and that was good too. I just didn't like that. That was good too. I liked it, but like, yeah, I would have liked to have seen the kids fuck some more shit up. Like, I'm glad you got to see some of that at the end, but like, especially in like, it's not like an average mutant who, as a child, who doesn't know how to control these powers. These are kids that know how to control their powers at this point. You know what I mean? Like,
here's my question about it is, why didn't they use those powers and fuck those dudes up before they fucked up Wolverine? I mean, you have all those opportunities.
I could see that, though. I mean, especially being kids, and they're all young kids. You know, I could see them being scared. Like, dude, you can, you know what I mean? Like, you could yell at a kid and fucking just lock them up, and you know what I'm saying? Like, not lock them up, but like, I'm trying to think of the word. You could stop a kid just by yelling at him and shit like that. Again, X-23, though, was rough as shit. You know, I don't know why none of those other kids were that hardcore.
Yeah. It seems like she was the old.
Maybe it's the Wolverine gene.
Yeah, it's the berserker rage.
Yeah.
And then when she started fucking talking and...
Dude, not for nothing. She did a great job acting that movie, man.
Oh, man. That shit was funny.
The other thing, since we're talking about... I mean, the other thing I would have liked to have seen is I would have liked to have seen Professor X only swear when he was, like, really going... You know, really like getting delusional. Losing like when shit. He was back to himself, he would have been more composed, you know? Like it just seems like he doesn't seem like the dude that would just swear crazy.
I'm the dude.
You know what I mean? Like he seems like he would have some kind of still like elegance and dignity as an old dude, except for when, you know, because he's kind of getting Alzheimer's or whatever he's got, then he loses it and then he fucking starts to. I don't know. I just think he could have fucked with that a little bit more. But that's just me nitpicking it at this point. And that's that.
So you're saying it's like a Shakespearean Alzheimer's.
Well, no, but you know what I mean? Like when he was normal, he'd still be, I just think that they were like, dude, we can say whatever we want. F words for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody can say, you know?
Yeah. Seemed like that was a little bit on it, but I enjoyed it. I've seen it probably watched it about 6 times. So, you know, it's not bad. I enjoy it, but I do agree that I wasn't too hip on the Wolverine clone myself.
Is the digital copy out yet?
That's what it is. Yeah, it's not the actual hard copy. It's just the – people that don't know.
Have you not learned anything about the people you're on the show with?
Well, didn't they release a good copy? Is a good copy on our network?
Yes. It will be out now, especially since the digital copy is officially
released. I heard there's one – not the digital, but the in-hand the hard copy is going to have a black and white version.
The digital copy has it as well, which is dope.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's needed, but
what do you guys think about that?
What the fuck is the point of that? Yeah, like
what do you mean?
They did the Mad Max in black and white. I mean, fuck, they figured out a long time ago. I mean, they filmed like, you know, a quarter of The Wizard of Oz and like, fuck, we need to finish this motherfucker in color.
Right. I think it depends on the movie. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it being black and white makes it any greater for me.
Wait, what are we talking about on black and white?
So with Wolverine, they released one of the special features on it is the whole movie. It's called Logan Noir, and it's all in black and white.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess, yeah. Oh, Wolverine Noir, I think somebody said, or maybe it's Logan Noir. But, yeah, I don't see what the point is.
Does it make – so if the blood's not red, they can take the rated R off? Is that how
no, because the fuckity fucks are still there.
Oh.
It's just because it's artsy. You ain't artsier than me.
I'm artsy because I –
true. Yeah. All right, sweet. We'll get into some new. Actually, I just pulled up some news real fast. And Chris, since you're here, I didn't pull up the picture, but it looks like Mezco announced 1/12 Doctor Strange. Is that old? It says they just announced it.
Yes, that's old.
It says May 17th is when the article came out.
They probably put out a release date.
Yeah, it's old. It came out a couple. It came out the same time.
Did we not look at that last week, Dust?
Not the Doctor Strange. We didn't.
Did I not send you the Doctor? Okay.
No, I don't think. No, I think it was just the gray. The other, just the three gray.
No,
ones.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jisk. Because this shit's dropping like fucking constantly.
Best be sorry.
Yeah, I know. My attitude is just piss poor. You get the Doctor Strange, and then you get the exclusive, blacked out Deathstroke. Is a previous exclusive. Those are the two new Mezcos for the week.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right. I'm actually going to screen share this. Let me jump into it. It's the Jim Henson Company is using McFarlane Toys to produce figures for The Labyrinth and The Dark Crystal.
Yeah, I heard about it. The Dark Crystal is going to have a new series on Netflix.
Yeah, I have that up here too. They're
that's fucking killer. It's a prequel, isn't it?
A prequel? Like NyQuil? I don't know.
No, like, what's his name? The fucking Quill from Guardians.
All right, so here's what the fucking Goblin King looks like. I don't know if you guys can see this.
Let's dance.
Dude, you know what I'm mad about? His dick's not big enough. Like, if ever you go back and watch that show, that guy's dick is unreal.
Listen, we need to talk about the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is, this isn't a figure. This is a statue with two joints.
I mean,
that's what it was.
It's got its arm's gonna move, and he's got one here. It looks like you can see the pin.
These are those color tops, and they're not figures. I mean, and I know McFarlane doesn't like articulation.
He's wearing a dope romper right there. He's romping it up.
I mean, why do you think they went that way? I mean, obviously it probably had to come down to price, but it's like Jim, you got a little bit of weight being Jim Henson Company. You probably could have went anywhere on it.
You think these are big?
I mean, he does a good job from a accuracy, I think, but
yeah.
Are they doing one for the girl? I can't remember the actress's name right now.
Susie. God damn it. Jen something.
Time Jen, I didn't quite catch that.
I'm looking. I'm reading real fast. Squeak. To see. I thought you guys were gonna chop it up.
Squeak. I need a new chair. My fucking thing keeps losing air, man. I'm like this.
So it's $20, man. I mean, it's a $20 figure. It looks like its MSRP is $19.99. The Dark Crystals Jen and Kira figures are slated to release in spring of 2018. So this, the Goblin King's going to be out in November this year. And then the Dark Crystal is just going to have the little Gelflings, which are these little, you know, this homie and his girl.
Or his Jennifer sister. Connelly.
Jennifer That's Connelly.
It. There you go.
Yeah, buddy.
And $20 and... Yep. Dude, I wish, like, this is cool, but I really do wish he was just in that. I mean, I'm not going to lie. And it's not a, you know, I need the Labyrinth with the huge dick. I'm
you
just
know,
gonna be straight up about it. That's what
can I be honest here and confess I've never seen that movie?
I haven't either.
The Labyrinth?
Wow.
Never seen it.
It's good, but I think you may have missed your window. Like, I don't know if you'll.
I definitely missed my window.
It's aged, yeah. You're not going to enjoy as much.
Yeah, I probably haven't seen it in 30 years.
Let's dance.
Yeah. I mean, he does sing. He sings. He's got a sing on in there. It's cool.
So, like, if you say run, I'll run with you.
And then,
so bad news is McFarlane, you guys don't like this because McFarlane makes them. And the bad news for me is all the Destiny figures are being made by McFarlane too. Nice. And they're going to be the same. All fucking
statuettes.
So the legs don't move. Essentially, it's just the waist and the arms.
Not even the waist. They'll be.
Oh, it looks like
even the waist moves. Yeah, so
the waist just looks like it moves. But yeah, that's kind of a bummer. Like, do the hands then pop out? Same thing. They give you other hands and shit too.
Nope. It's literally $20.
It's $20.
Right. But let's look what you can do for $20. Let's look what you can do for $20.
I don't know if Jess is just defending it because it's $20 or he likes it or he.
I mean, I'm not going to, you know me. I won't buy it.
He looked for the news and he put the news up.
He's always fantasized about getting a statue of Jareth in his room.
He's defending his news pick. That's what it is.
That's all I want. I'm going to hang that on my wall. It's impressive.
It's a big gack.
Yep. Geck. All right, Geck. And then next from Action Insider, Build-A-Bear Workshop partnering with Transformers, and you can build Build-A-Bear Optimus Prime.
Win!
Yes! I know what Matthew Deluxe Baldwin's getting for every Christmas and birthday.
Yeah, he's pre-ordered all of them already.
And a Bumblebee.
Good God, man.
Okay.
I'm hitting up the local mall this weekend.
I don't know if you can get if you can option a helmet or if the helmet just comes on.
Breaking up path of the internet where you want to wander into this.
Mr. Harvey underscore Dan says,
"It's funny."
Dan says you're scraping the barrel.
Oh, of course I am, but shit, it's funny. You know me, I'm for the lulls. And when it and the lulls, and then here's the Dark Crystal Age of Resistance. It's 10 episodes. Start shooting in the fall. You're not gonna get this shit till next year.
Oh, 2019. They didn't even start shooting yet. Okay.
I hate y'all. One bar.
Oh, there's a teaser trailer. Okay, I gotta check that out. I didn't see it. I just saw a headline when I was scrolling.
And I'm trying to think. Like, it'll be interesting to see. You know, especially because it's gonna be all practical effects. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's the prequel. I thought I saw something about it.
I just clicked on. I don't read the shit.
When was the last time you guys watched that movie?
It's been a long time. I tried to watch it, and I couldn't.
Really? It's been a few years. I think I stumbled on it, watched it.
The Gelflings look pretty bad.
Yeah, you got to think of the Skeksis.
The Skeksis are always dope.
The bird looks like the turkey from Thanksgiving.
Dude,
these nice tits, bitch.
These things are still, like, they still are kind of creepy looking, man.
Yeah, man.
They're fucking good. And that's all I got for bullshit news. You know, I like to give other shit other than Transformers from time to time.
Hey, man, I say that all the time. And Dan has something to say. He's still part of this thing. And, you know, he could put something together for us, but, you know, he feels like he doesn't have to.
Look at the Legion of Dan's.
Well, I think if we ask him, he might do it.
Oh, we have to ask him?
Well,
oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got.
Phoenix is shipping, according to Retro.
Yeah, people have it. Toy Dojo. A couple of people that got it from Toy Dojo have it in hand.
Most of your major retailers and a lot of your side pieces will have it by the end of the week.
So. That is true.
Shout out to the side pieces. Shout out to Hanny. He's the one that I bought the XTB.
Shout out to Hanny.
Panini.
Who is holding a number of things for me right now.
Yeah, we gotta get that dude on the show, man. I keep bugging him every time I talk to him. When are you getting on this fucking show? Maybe he'll grace us for the 2-year anniversary.
Maybe.
He's just shy. Watching.
Oh, not shy.
He just doesn't love us anymore like he used
That's
to.
That's it, no love. Whoa!
I mean, listen, you know, it's cool.
It's all right.
All right. What's next?
I don't know. What do you guys want to do?
Don't you have some news?
Oh, we're going right into the news? Do you want to break it up or something? Or you want to go get this over with?
I mean, J. Ruse, you got your photos ready?
I think I got them working.
Man, let's do that early.
Yeah, let's break it up. Let's change it up a little bit. I'm sure everybody's tired of the same fucking...
crash on me.
Most people like a routine. That's all.
Yeah, it's like circling the same titty with the fucking hand going counterclockwise. Sometimes you got to flip it.
What's up with that Phoenix really like showing up the day that I leave?
Now it now here if you see it come in as you're leaving, would you bring it with you?
No. I wouldn't even mess. I just put it in the house. But I gotta because I know I'm leaving, I have a contingency plan on where that's going.
Yeah, don't say nothing. You got Bram living around the corner from you.
That's actually where it's going. It's going.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shout out to Bram. I'm like, yo, I'm going to ship this to you. He's like, all right.
Shout out to Bram, man.
Before we get into J. Ruse here, do you want to mention the Zack Snyder news?
Who, me?
Anybody? Did we want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Sure, we could talk about that. Just broke recently, right?
So, let's do it after this. Well, I don't know, because that's kind of it's a little depressing in one aspect of it.
You get 5 minutes. You do the show 5 minutes before you go live. You come up with some shit. Not like we don't talk to each other all week long, you know? Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, Jay Ruse, go for it.
Jay, you're on.
Okay. So this is a segment where we feature pictures from Instagram using the hashtag Realm of Collectors.
Realm.
Brink, are you all right?
Yeah,
that was the worst realm. Anyway,
we had a tough weekend. It was a titty weekend. A titty weekend will do that to you.
Listen, the mayor of Titty City don't count.
Yeah, he was hanging out with Natanya.
Nadia.
Because she was naughty.
Naughty. Yeah, so each week I select 5 pictures from Instagram and feature them live on the show. So let's get it started. First picture is by @Dr_Decepticon with a version of the Starship Enterprise. Who can name it?
The
SSN. None of you guys? None of you guys?
What was the question?
Yeah, which version of the Enterprise is this?
Oh, the NCC 1701. That's what version it is.
New movie or old movie?
Is that the Enterprise? Alert. Is that the Enterprise series? The one they did with what the fuck was that guy's name?
You know what? I didn't ask you to ask me. I asked you to give me an answer because I don't know which one it fucking
Chris
is.
Chris muted, so I don't know, and I don't know anything about it.
God damn!
I just know you guys.
We are not nerdy enough.
Chat Wingenham's a big Trekkie. He says it's the
NX-01 refit.
Yeah.
Is that nice?
Nice.
Anyway, so awesome shot at @Dr_Decepticon. I like the angle. He has a couple of shots with some Star Trek ships.
We're doing ships.
I love the it's a toy. I definitely like the angle of perspective, so it's dope. Next is @TundaKaraka. With this awesome shot of one of the Maycross Veritech fighters in a hangar bay with a little dude, doing his thing, you know, directing the ship. What ship is this, guys? Does anybody watch Maycross?
Well, it's Mirius. It's Mirius.
The Red Valkyrie.
Yeah, but I can't tell if it's a Star J Wars or an S or a...
Star Thank Wars? You. See, there you go, Brink. You're Star telling me now. Star That's Wars. Awesome. It's Mirius, right?
Yeah, it is Mirius.
Yeah. And the blue one is?
Max.
There you go. See?
And Chat Wingham said it was never used in the show, the NX-01 refit from Enterprise.
Okay. Yeah, we're past that.
Thank you for answers. No, you know what? We're getting everybody involved. That's it.
We're
telling some shit about Macross.
You don't know shit about Maycross.
Hey, if we had Super Dimensional in the chat, he'd tell us. That dude's a Macross dude.
But this is an awesome shot at @TundaKaraka. And next is Jisk's boy, Dono Van's art.
Nice. Look at this.
Rocking that Revoltech Venom. And as much as I hate the figure, I like the way he posed this. It looks really fucking dope. And I guess that's the Revoltech Spider-Man down there at the bottom.
I see a lot of these backgrounds being used. Is this like something you could buy, the colored backgrounds like that? Because I've seen a lot of shots.
This is ACBA style. It's literally a piece of neon poster board, and you shine light on it, and it gives it that effect.
From behind. You shine the light from behind.
No, directly on it.
Really? Directly on it from the bottom.
So probably between the dio and the paper.
Okay, I got you. So it's going up. Okay, that's wild.
Yeah, yeah, I do see
it quite a bit.
ACBA style. I've messed with it a little bit. I haven't quite gotten it down pat, but it's a really cool look. You know, really lets you focus on the figures and diorama work.
Yeah, it really brightens the whole shot.
Yeah, I talked about it a little bit last week, but yeah, I dig it. You know,
look at him. He's whipping him right in the balls.
So tell me why you don't like the Venom.
Because his proportions are weird. If you look at it just standing straight up, which I know you're not supposed to do with a Revoltech figure, his legs are fucking tiny.
He looks a little crazy. Right. He's a little crazy.
Yeah, his legs are tiny, and it's really too small of a figure. He's supposed to be a big, bulky figure. Like, they modeled him nice and bulky, but he's still no taller than the Spider-Man. I think he barely hits 6 inches.
Do you guys like the progression that they've done with Venom, where he started out as like a bulky thing, and now it's just like this massive fucking creature almost?
I mean, everything's going to evolve. I mean, I still enjoy the old school Eddie Brock.
Now he's a space ninja.
McFarlane look, you know what I mean? That would always be my Venom.
Bagley Venom was my Venom.
I mean, do you want it? I mean, I guess you prefer it more. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying Bagley took it to the next level.
Yeah.
His Venom.
Speaking of Venom, Tom Hardy, you guys saw that, right? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to play a symbiote. Yeah.
I think that's pretty good. I think he's a good person.
That's
a good choice.
Nobody cared until I put on the symbiote.
I love the picture you fucking put out last week with the fucking Venom.
I had to be the first one.
And the Bane mask on. That's fucking hilarious.
I'm in my office, like, everybody's looking at me and they're like, what are you doing?
Don't talk right now. Don't talk.
My aunt's having issues. I got to talk to her.
You're like, don't worry about it.
I'll tell you this, that Donovan could build a fucking dio.
Yeah, it's nice shit.
Yeah, no, it's actually, I think these are pieces of toys. Like, I think these are shits that come with some figures.
No, he built this because he showed a picture of it. And I'm going to be honest, when he posted it in one of the diorama groups, I looked at it and I immediately said, that's not his best work. But used with the figures at this angle, it looks amazing. Mm. It's just
it's only rubble, right? So it doesn't need to look. It doesn't need to look great.
The angle that he posted the picture, it just is like
rubble is blue.
Okay. Yeah, because some of his other stuff's just been.
So no, awesome shot at Donovan's art again. You made the figure look better than what it is. I mean, I got to give it to this figure. The head sculpt is fucking badass. I really like the fucking head sculpt and what you can do with the eyes. And they did a really ingenious thing where they just made the head white, and then every eye feature change is just a cap. You just change the cap. Oh, it's only two? Well, that's disappointing because they could have done.
But you can do a lot because you can take the tongue in and out, and the tongue is articulated. As crazy as that sounds.
Yeah. They have different tongues, or it's got a wire in it where you can bend it around.
No, it's just one, but it's got like a ball joint.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a ball jointed tongue.
Lick them balls.
Shout out to fucking Titty City.
Moving on. Shot by @ToyBoxPicks.
Wow.
Showing the death of Jean Grey.
Wow, in a back alley. Wasn't in the cosmos. It wasn't in the stars. It was in a back alley. But yeah,
Cool. that's a nice dumpster in pallet there. I wonder where those came from.
Oh, is that a crash box?
Box. Yes,
nice.
Look, you've even got the cat in the back there. Just
Hey, sad cat.
Shout out to Rick that does these. Hasbro actually sent him a case of figures to use because they've been checking his stuff out. So shout out to him for getting that rub.
Oh, for doing pics?
Post toy photography.
Yeah. That's awesome. This is a fucking excellent picture, man.
Look, he got those leg things to stay up there, J. Ruth.
He got what? Really fucking good.
I said he got those leg belts to stay up.
Yeah, he probably fucking glued them on. It looks like he heated them up too, because they're fucking mine are warped as fuck. So he had to heat them up, make sure they molded to his legs properly, then probably glued them on.
Oh, that's a way to do it. Not even glue. I'm sure if you heat them up and push them up far enough, they'll stay.
Yeah, but the boot ones aren't supposed to go up any further than where they are, because there's a calf joint.
I really like this picture. And then it's the X-Men fan in me.
Hey, Bo, how did she die?
Really?
Well, she didn't die.
Oh, all right.
Well, she's died multiple times and then come back multiple times.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the original thing is the Dark Phoenix took her over her. She destroyed galaxies. They were going to kill her, and she died.
Right. You know who flies the red Veritech, but you don't know how Jean Grey dies.
Hey, look, all I know is she dies in X2, right? And then she comes back. Is that fucking crazy?
Yeah, it had happened in the comic book also. There was one of the space missions. They were coming down, and they crash landed in a lake. She was supposed to – she died because she saved the team. Years later, they find out that the Phoenix entity took over her, and it wasn't really Jean Grey. Her body stayed at the bottom of the lake in a cocoon, and then she came back in the late 80s, 90s, or early 90s, something like that.
Because I don't know how true the movies are. And that's the only fiction I know.
They're close.
Right. Yeah, it's close enough. It's kind of hard to explain all that. That was a really fucked up time.
There was an Emkron crystal. There were some aliens. Turns out the Emkron crystal might have given her the Phoenix powers, but then they say later on they didn't, you know.
Oh, did she not unleash her power enough to survive? Just saying.
You know what? We should do an X-Men episode.
I agree.
I'm
moving
down. Moving on. Last but not least, a new name that showed up posting with the hashtag was @boastfulmanfish with his picture of Perceptor, and I think is this the Planet X Perceptor?
Yes.
Right? Because he got mad guns.
Yeah, that's not the Hasbro, that's for sure.
Yo, tell him why you mad.
Yeah. Not terrible, man. It's not terrible looking to have the Titans Return one.
No, Titan Returns one is pretty G1.
Yeah, that's how I knew.
This one has all the guns and shit. So this is the Planet X one. It's supposed to be like a G1/IDW version. But I never saw him in IDW carrying all these guns. He was just a sniper.
Which makes a lot of sense. He's a scientist sniper.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't get his hands dirty. Man,
got that precision on everything.
Yeah, come on.
He was just mad as hell. Wasn't going to take it anymore.
You'll accept that a transformer, that a robot can turn into some shit, but you can't accept that a scientist can also be a sniper.
That is 100% correct.
Good point. But awesome shot at Boastful. I like the effects that you used. I guess it's like some old-timey screen thingamabob. Looks dope, though. It looks really good. And you got some little effects. Keep it up, you know. Keep using the hashtag. Everybody keep using the hashtag. If you want to be featured live on the show next week, use the hashtag Realm.
Realm?
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 Of Collectors. Wow. And if you are featured on the show, your photo will be on our website, www.realmofcollectors.com, on our Facebook page, Realm of Collectors, and our IG page at Realm of Collectors.
Realm?
All right. I didn't see any pictures from Matthew Deluxe Baldwin this week, so he's probably still using the hashtag ROC.
But you're really popular in Rochester.
Yeah.
Rochester
sauce.
For the record, I like doing this segment early.
All right. Look at that. Why?
I don't know. You get a little more chit-chat, not all bantered out.
Ah, gotcha.
It's true. That is true.
We're good. We're good to go.
I really like that fucking X-Men pick, man. That's fucking crazy, man. That really, really captures a moment right there.
I knew you'd feel it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm definitely feeling. I mean, the Kitty Colossus embracing. You know what I mean? Wolverine just giving that look. You know,
though it's the wrong Colossus.
Yeah. You can look past that when recreating or creating a scene like that, because it's not really recreated. True. She didn't die in a fucking alley, but you know, wow, really nice done. Bravo.
Maybe in another universe, she did.
Yes, the alternate universe where titties were every day.
Where that guy with the wrecking ball kills her.
Titties. Absorbing man.
No, they. Is that no the not Wrecking Ball, the fucking crowbar. That's the guy I'm thinking about. Thor guy, the Thor villain.
Yeah, he was. I forgot. It was part of the Wrecking Crew. I forgot his name.
Yeah, the Wrecking Crew. I knew it was Wrecking Crew. I just thought.
Yeah, old school '80s.
And there was a guy with a wrecking ball and locking in that Wrecking Crew.
Yes, there was, and the Absorbing Man. Where titties roam free.
Cool.
Yep.
Lots of them.
Are we going straight into streams?
Yeah,
that's it. You want to talk about this?
Oh yeah. Let's talk about
this director Shababer.
Yep. I don't have all the news.
Yes, so I've got that here. So some news broke today that Zack Snyder was stepping down from Justice League to deal with a family tragedy. I didn't know this, and I don't know if it was public knowledge until then, but his daughter actually committed suicide back in March.
Really?
And he said he was actually looking forward to, I guess, after a couple of weeks, you know, dealing with that, getting back to work. They showed the movie to some execs, and of course they wanted some reshoots. So Joss Whedon was employed to do the rewrites, and the reshoots are overseas in Europe. I don't know where exactly. I don't remember. But Zack Snyder said he just couldn't leave his family right now. Completely understandable.
Oh, hell yeah.
So Joss Whedon is finishing up. He's actually going to direct the scenes that he wrote, and I'm sure they'll get back together on it to put it together. I think, honestly, it sounds like it was probably a bit blown out of proportion from globally speaking about the movie. I understand that, you know, yeah, he's a big deal. He's a big part of it, and he's stepping away, but I think stepping away may really be a horrible way to explain what's going on.
Yeah, that's kind of bad press. And I did – I did see a video on YouTube about a leaked possible plot details on the movie, and it's from the same guy who leaked BVS and Suicide Squad, and was pretty on point. And I'm not going to give any details of it, but I checked it out. And if they go this route, it sounds pretty damn good. It sounds really good the way they're going to go with it.
I mean, I just can't wait to get the Hot Toys figures in 2020.
Yeah.
Shout out to Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she's coming someday.
What if the Wonder Woman for the Justice League comes out before the Wonder Woman from BVS comes out?
Yeah, right?
Wouldn't that be something? Happy birthday to me.
Chris, are you getting both versions?
I will probably not get another Wonder Woman. I don't know if I'll get...
Can we cancel that and just get you something different?
You could, but
I feel terrible, man. I really.
Well, hey, listen, Dust. 2 years ago, we got you Sunsurge. So how do you think we feel?
Yeah. I'm loving that, baby.
we get J. Ruse of Kronos, you know.
Yeah, we can't sell those fucking things. Once they're gifted, it's over, man. It's cool that like a lot of the friendship crew, like, you know, like SU guys are the same way. You know, if it's gifted, you got to keep it, man.
That's right.
Support Matt. I would take it forever. Gut fire. I'm gonna keep them anyway. It's
you know, my Kronos is still in the box from NJCC when I brought him down. Oh, he never made it back to the shelf.
Poor bastard. He's
still sitting in the bin.
Poor bastard. No, Dust, I'm going to get that either way. Jake Bleeker Cobalta told me that they're having some issues with the shoulder seams because I guess they're trying to do smooth shoulders on it.
I just feel bad that your birthday's come and gone, and, you know,
Listen, man, I got another birthday this year, so.
No, we don't get you a new one until the last one comes in.
Also, for the record, you're not hurting my feelings if you sell something that I got for you as a birthday gift.
Never do that. It means too much to me.
That's right. That's the reason I love these Mezcos is you fuck started all this mess with that Mezco.
Guys, you're a big part of my life, and I wouldn't do that. I really appreciate everything.
Oh, I love you too, Dust. I love you too.
It'd be nice if everybody made it every week, but, you know, hey, that's just me.
KJ loves you too.
Oh, KJ.
She did. She went to Frederick. She's like, we're going to see Dust. I was like, he lives 3 hours away. Yeah,
2 hours and 45 minutes away. Oh, man. I'll come see you. I'm not sleeping on that fucking floor, though.
Not in the basement. Well, unfortunately, that's not happening. So
fucking jisk.
Yeah. You looking at the chat?
Yeah.
Chris, no go?
No, that's all.
No, that house isn't going to happen, unfortunately. But you know what? It does give us the opportunity to find a better house.
Go ahead.
That place was bomb, man.
It's just we have to put a kind of offer we have to put in just because we haven't sold our house. They don't want to play that game, so. We had to move on. We had to move on to something else. But, you know, we got to get our place sold before we can really do anything anyways.
Gotcha.
Yep. Drop the price, $5,000. Anybody looking to move to Alabama? Come on down.
Dude, I cannot believe the amount of house you get for that money down there. It's unbelievable.
I know,
up
right?
Here, your house would be $400,000. Easy.
That's what everybody's saying.
King Jersey, $400,000. Easy.
Yeah. But, hey, it is what it is.
And your property I think, fucking out incredible. You can't even afford the fucking taxes on it, man.
I talked to my new boss lives in Jersey, and she told me that she pays $20,000 a year in property tax. Was she on that house in Alabama last year? $650.
Unfucking believable.
Yeah, but the kids, you know, the teachers aren't real teachers, and the roads don't have roads.
Who cares?
Roads don't have roads. And we don't have stop signs.
We're going. We don't need any roads.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah, you just roll through stop signs.
Yeah, roll through the stops. They can't afford stop signs.
Intersections are on the honor system.
Everybody's so nice down there. Like, no, you first. You first.
Have any of you guys seen that trailer they have for it's Back to the Future Part 4? I don't know what it was made for, but it has like Michael J. Fox and Doc in it.
Was it like a gag trailer?
I don't know what it was made for. I mean, it's not them joking around. I mean, it's them being serious. You know what I mean? But like, I don't know what it was made for. I caught it somewhere and I never researched it.
Interesting. I got to check that out.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm going to write that down somewhere. I'm probably not. So you just remind me. Thank you.
Somebody will probably mention it in the chat. All right. Let's get on to some news.
All right.
News.
What's up?
Don't steal jokes. I'm actually excited about some of the news tonight.
The Pinkerton Approach. I forgot to add that.
Yikes. You didn't.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about it. It's not really that big of a deal.
Nah, it's not that big deal, you know. We guys get this here right now?
Get your sun surges ready.
Well, dude, in the chat, people like immediately, as soon as the show started, just start talking about this already.
That's why I didn't want to go right into it because I figured that's like the big – but, you know, it's kind of nice to have news drop on the day of a show because a lot of news drops the day after. And there's really not that much this week, but we're going to go take this trip with us.
I just want to say, what was Sun Surge? Today? Sun Surge was $120.
No, right?
About that.
105.
109?
105. Either way, 105. That shit, listen,
it'll go lower.
Than what people are selling it for today.
Dude, the first dude that I saw in a cafe was Google Phil, and he was like 60. He set fucking price point right then and there.
It's going to go. I guarantee you're going to be able to get that shit for $40.
Google Phil said $60 shipped, and somebody tried to talk him down. That's, I was like, unbelievable. Fucking savages, man.
You talk
disc for alt mode?
Yeah, well, so I had two, and I actually sold one a while back. So, yeah, I still have the one. I'll keep it.
All right, let's talk about that when we get there. We're going to start this off with a little bit of Grape Ape. Grape Ape action.
Some of those tender legs he's got.
This is KFC's Ape Face. I don't know the proper name or terminology, but, you know, they're going to go with the – were they Horicons or Terracons? Were they Horicons, right?
Headmasters, I think.
Yeah, but they were called the Horicons, I think.
Oh.
Oh, God.
This is part
here
of the –
Where's James to fucking fact check us?
This was part of the This was part of the Rebirth and then the Headmaster series for Japan. Apeface.
His real name?
Apeface.
So his name is King Gorilla.
King Gorilla. That's it. Yeah, King Gorilla.
King Gorilla with Congor.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. Like, I know it doesn't look the greatest, but I kind of like this thing.
And they are the Horicons. There's a subgroup of the Headmasters. In the Transformers storyline, the Horicons consist of two Decepticons, Apeface, and Snapdragon.
Are you Googling this shit?
Yeah, I'm Google filling right now. And they are triple changers.
I admit this thing looks nice too.
Yeah, I like this thing. The ape is the worst thing about it, but this mode and the jet mode are kind of. I mean, I'm digging them.
Pick that up now.
Better get it.
Does the G1 one have that giant backpack as well?
Well, I have pics here. I took it up another level here.
Of the G1 one? Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a little, you know, yeah. Well, good job. I've only been, you know, it only took me 2 hours. Nah, it didn't take
the legs long. Don't look so bad on that one.
Yeah, it looks a little right bit there. Better. I mean, I really wish I had some sort of care for this.
Dude, go back one.
Sure thing.
God damn, he's fucking huge.
Look at the paint they did. No, one more. Go one more for you. Yeah, look at the paint on the gun.
Yeah, man, it's nice.
They did a good job.
Couple licks.
Yeah, there. It's a lick. Damn, look. Dude, now his legs don't look bad at all.
Yeah,
fucking huge.
He doesn't have any knees.
I think where it is, it's the ape that really is going to be like, yikes.
I know, and that's kind of what you want it for.
Yeah, because that's
dude, you really him want in
that guerrilla mode.
I don't know. I don't think I would get it. It doesn't fit the Jisk approach. But I like it. I don't think it's something about what it. I like it.
What is the Jisk approach? Because it seems to change a lot.
Please, you talk about change, bro.
It's like the yen.
To refresh people, it's season one, two.
is that a fluid creature? Is it gender fluid?
Yeah, it's gender fluid.
So this was they were in the little rebirth series, and then they were in Headmasters, the Japanese.
I like that the only Starscream they had was that old ass one.
Hey, look at that! The stand, the infamous stand, is back. They're really gonna fucking beat that dead horse. At least paint it, do something, make it different.
I think it's cool. I think their stands are cool. I don't think they're bad.
It's fine. Would you say it's fine?
I would.
It's like some guns effects there, some firing effect.
Yeah, it's for the jet mode.
Oh, okay.
Just, I don't think that was paint on the gun. I think it was clear.
Hmm.
Or maybe. I don't know.
You don't think the gray has a little like...
Two pictures back, I mean, if you look at it there, it just looks like a solid color.
Right. Maybe
Under here, it looks like it's clear under here in the barrel.
Yeah.
Clear or solid, yeah.
Maybe it's just like a light. Paint
here. No, because if you look here, it looks clear.
Yeah, but it looked like it was like a... You know, like it had muzzle burn and stuff on the end of it.
Yeah, I highly doubt we're going to see muzzle burn.
Well, that's a bummer.
The only thing that you're going to get burned is if you buy it. you can see it right here. You can see that's them right there. It's paint.
Yeah.
Muzzle burn. You fucking muzzle burn.
Dude, this ape is such a fucking disappointment.
Grape ape.
That's how he looked at me in the show.
Hold on though, before you go.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. We're gonna look at those knuckles for a while.
Well, but look at like the little pistons and stuff. Like they did some cool shit with it.
I was just gonna point that out.
Yeah, it's great. It's like what they did with their transistor. Very transistor-esque.
They left this. Like I see Repro Labels just fucking hooking this thing up in a ton of.
Who makes this?
KFC. Yeah, not for nothing though. It definitely gives a lot from the toy.
Dude, is the headmaster a triple changer? So it's a robot head, a robot, and an ape head.
Yeah. No.
Wow, that's pretty.
No, it's
cool. It looks like it. Look.
Back.
I think it's just backwards.
Yeah, but that's still pretty cool.
And then we'll probably see again.
Fist bump! Shout out to Sunday Heat. He's giving out a fucking fist bump. It's Fist Bump Friday here.
I wonder if they're going to add any more paint to this thing. It does just look kind of... It doesn't even look like there's like a finish. It's going to be just...
It's all colored plastic.
Like Simba. Funny. You know how Simba was like just that black plastic? Nope. I think it's going to be like that.
Looks like he's got die-cast back here.
I guess they're also trying to fit the size scale of that Make Toys and the new Fans Toys Headmasters.
Mm-hmm. Too, remember, Make Toys is supposedly coming out with one. So you know, they're not the only ones that are in this lane to say, here's the jet mode.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, except for one thing I just noticed, it looks like the arms in the back just go straight out. Look at the little gray piece in the very back.
It's thrusters, all right? They're thrusters.
Yeah, thrusters. I got a pic of it.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to whoever. I forgot who took these pics, but they really did this on the KFC page.
Dude, so this thing looks fucking done.
It looks good, yeah. Yeah, it does. Well, that looks done right there.
Looks like a test shot.
Now, do you guys think that they should fucking finish the other shit that they showed us first before this? I mean, I would like to see some of the other things that they teased us with first.
You mean like that cup?
Yes.
And?
Yes.
Cliff Jumper?
Yeah, yes. So.
And?
Yes.
Trailbreaker?
Yes.
It looks like the legs then have the face. Like the back of the legs will have the face, and then his back has the ape face.
Yeah,
but like
exactly.
The legs will have the robot face on
That's how it is.
Hey, Dust, check
That's
the
cool,
kick.
That's cool, though, that did that.
Checking the kick. Keep talking.
I like how they made a spot for the a symbol on his chest, but there is no symbol that will fit in that spot.
Oh, you've seen like a lot of these. I've seen a lot more like labels coming out from other people.
Listen, we shouldn't be. We don't need to be labeling people. I'm not sure we need to be labeling.
But you can look in the back too. That's that thruster effect is on there too. Dang, man, that thing's fucking gigantic. I don't know, man. Now the more I'm looking at this jet, it's starting to kind of bother me. Just at this angle, maybe. There's still something. I don't know why. There's something about the. You know, ever have that where there's just something about a figure that just is interesting to you?
That's interesting.
Yeah, I think it's the colors. I think it's the colors. The colors attract
you a little bit.
The colors are really attractive.
And like one side, it's purple, then it's red. You know,
and
what
that
I mean?
Could be. Do you have the ability to go black and white on your thing? Real
no.
Fast or
no, no.
Not at all. Hey, breaking news, Dust. Breaking news. You want to switch over to me?
Uh-oh, we got some breaking news here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Pinkerton here with a Pinkerton Approach Report. Brand new images of FT24 Fans Toys version of RC have surfaced on Dame Chalk within the past hour or so. I thought I would share those real quick.
So these are just their renders?
Yeah, they're just renders. But this is the first time they put them out other than they were at that... one of those toy shows in the past couple.
It's the best looking RC so far. Even the alt mode is perfect.
What's going on here?
What is this?
Yeah, look at him. Big chat, give her titties.
Shout out to titties, man. What happened? She went from a fucking D to a C.
She's the mayor of Titty City now.
So wait a minute. You're going to be able to go from big tits to small tits?
And just more
that
design.
Is fucking incredible.
Real fast. Let's do a poll. Brink.
Big.
When do you go, left or right? What did you say?
I'll go left. Dude, it looks like she's wearing like a tank top there. Like she's like letting the cleavage out.
J. Ruse, left or right?
Always start with the right.
All right. Chris, left or right?
I mean, I'm a titty kind of guy, but it's almost... I don't... titties. Let's just always answer
titties.
You're
going left. All right.
Yeah, I'm not with that athletic look. I'm just going left, man. Dun, 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 dun. Girls, rub on your titties. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm going right. The right feels correct. I don't need those big titties for me. I don't need those big-ass boobs on this thing. Now, go ahead.
So this thing looks... Can you go... Are we going to go look at the head sculpt again?
Go back.
Yeah. That's fine.
Oh, they just dropped now? I didn't even know.
They came out an hour ago. They were just talking an hour ago.
This is their best face sculpt to date, I think.
Yeah, it looks good, right? It looks like it's feminine, and it looks like she's a fucking robot warrior.
All right, the only thing that worries me is those little giant arms there to hold the fucking backpack. But, you know, honestly.
Yeah, that's weird. Whatever. And those panels hiding the backpack, hiding the joints.
You throw some paint on there. Look, it's gonna fucking really hide it, man.
But it's Fans Toys too, man. They're not gonna make like a weak, flimsy thing. You know what I mean?
Look at it. She got pointy fingers.
I'm not worried about the flimsy. I'm only worried about the way it looks.
I don't think you'll even. I think yeah. Once it's color, we'll go back.
It's like that crack down the middle of Cup's chest. Like
I feel bad for Ape Face. We totally fucking trumped Ape Face.
Dude, I don't know about you guys, but with that left picture, like I immediately kind of sit up to see if I can look down. I don't know. That's just the guy in me, I guess.
Trying to look down her shirt.
Yeah.
No, I definitely don't like that. The tits, but hey, go back to the render if you can, Chris. Let's just look at what it looks like in color. Yeah, see. The little armature things are painted pink, so you won't notice those.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I could see that's like, that I don't like about it. But other than that, it looks really well. Well, did I say well? Oh, shit.
They got the titties, though, in this photo.
Get the fuck up. Girls, rub on your titties.
We should have titled this episode Titty City.
Hey, we didn't know.
We didn't know.
You know, I like to title the episodes before we get into it, but we can change it.
There's more here.
Let's keep going.
Oh, there's more. Keep rolling.
And there's five more just dropped. So I just got them loaded.
I don't know. I don't know if they're showing that they reduced it or you're going to be able to switch it. You get what I'm saying?
Switch it. I hope you have the option to switch. Well, because right there, it looks pretty.
Well, there's two. Those look different.
Is that a blast shield on her?
Yeah.
The blast shield down. I can't see my cleavage.
That's Titty City.
I think they did their brink.
Thanks.
So it looks like you could swing those things out. It looks like those you can open up or close those backpack pieces to make them look either like a backpack or more like wings. That's cool.
Yeah.
So you have the option to do it. Although, what's up with that elbow, son?
Yeah, give me just a second to get this other one queued up.
They didn't swivel the elbow. It looks like it's double jointed, so they didn't swivel the elbow itself.
Oh, look, it's Chris's face. What happened to the titties?
Hey, guys. I'm bringing I'm bringing more titties because they just dropped more pictures and I had to send them to them.
Bump, 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 bump.
That clip, the mayor of Titty City, where that came from. I'm gonna remind me to send you that link later.
All right, here we go. Here's the second. Yeah, food's out for delivery. All right, sorry.
Hey, Domino's is coming, huh?
Nice, it is. They're on their way too.
On the air.
Yes.
So here's
shout out to the kicker wings that are garbage.
Hey, well, it's food. Here we go. Here's a straight on shot. How it'll be posed in our detolts and other shelves.
You guys worry that them really little dainty. Legs.
Wow, look at that. Wow, she looks good with Springer.
Those little legs and feet are going to have a hard time holding up that backpack.
I don't think so.
Nah, not with Fansoys, no. That shit will be squeaking for days.
I mean, look at that. It's pretty narrowed down.
But... She's got a great ass!
Nice back shot.
I see Brian going,
That cup, man.
That fucking cup, man, is a fucking nightmare. So man,
She's going to be – listen, it depends on how tall the Springer is. If this Springer is as tall as – say Carrie or MP09, then she's gonna be a pretty solid, pretty tall unit.
Yeah, she's gonna be as tall as Ironhide.
That fucking cup hurts.
I'll tell you that the Allen though is as tall as Carrie.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm basing that information.
Yeah, so if it's gonna be that big.
Oh no.
Okay. But I mean, you think everybody's gonna be mad? Wasn't everybody upset that they thought Springer was too big? Was it the height or just the bulkiness of
it? It was the bubbliness, I think.
He was a little bulky.
I mean, it was a good figure. I enjoyed it the time I had it before. Yeah, I mean,
well, at least we still have the X-Transbot Cup to go look forward to because I'm not really liking that at all.
Look, she's going to show you her O face.
Oh,
get out of here with that
face.
Oh,
man.
Give her a ride in the old bone roller coaster.
So it wasn't a black shield. It's just a change of face.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. So, sorry for the breaking news, everybody.
No, that's great, man. It's awesome, man. I'm glad that we get something live and
live in color.
Yeah, live viewers. Remember, guys.
I'm not gonna lie. Anytime somebody says breaking news, now I'm just ready to hear somebody rip one.
I know, man. Shout out to Matt Deluxe. Has fucking laid that down. It'll always be in the fandom. That's what it is. I won't be surprised, like, throughout TFCon when we're all together. If somebody has got a fart, you're going to hear breaking news.
Everybody clears the room.
Throughout the whole fucking dealer room. Breaking news. Farting on each other and shit.
Yep.
All right, let me go back to what we were doing.
Sorry for the hijack, but I thought that was important.
Sorry, Ape Face. No, that was good, man. Anything like that. You guys see something drop down the line, we stop, drop, and roll. So, the colors.
Let's see the next one. Is another photo of it, or is this the last photo?
Yeah, this is what I was showing you.
I don't like that the arms stick out like that.
You don't like well, what right here?
I just the whole back end of it. I think looks kind of.
Well, when we see the G1, we'll see.
Yeah, that's true.
There's the G1 toy.
Damn, man! Now the KFC one looks pretty good. but look at all those stickers. Yeah, see, they knew what they were doing when they left that shit blank like that.
Shout out to Cybertron.com for the pick. And this is when I grabbed also the all modes there. So
he did kind of have the backpack like that a little bit, but it looked like
and then look at the jet mode. It did kind of have the feet and it has the arms just like that. So
yeah,
so it's paying a little homage to it.
I don't mean they should do it again.
I mean, the ape looks exactly the same. No, I'm not gonna lie. Except for the back legs.
Well, that's where you can see where they got like the tiny legs and stuff. So I mean, it's a triple changer that was done in the '80s. You know, this was I don't know if this was an original Hasbro mode or they this was part of the. I don't think it was part of the Diaclone or Microman. So
yeah, it was definitely their new stuff.
So this is when they were, you know, didn't have like the genius minds of Takara and whatnot behind everything, so they had their in-house guys.
I mean, I think they'll, as long as it's made well, I think they'll do well with this figure. Unless, you know, somebody, unless the new Toys one really releases like a prototype and it's amazing looking.
Who's that orange bot?
That's who it is, Orange Bot.
Looks like Wheelie.
No, it's not. This is all I can really grab. I didn't go crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't have that huge backpack, but. I mean, it looks like what they put in the backpack is actually incorporated into his shoulder.
Let's face it, the rebirth art wasn't the best, you know? the Rebirth was at the end of the line, you know? This is more of the Japanese headmasters. This is...
Oh, that dude on the right. That's who we saw last week.
Yeah, that's
the other thing that... Snapdragon or something.
So bad.
God.
Yelly.
Cheers, Mahayim.
Wow, they're breaking bread.
Yeah,
it's just like they the Last Supper.
I like the food on the
table. I picked this one because it's pretty cool. All right, at Ocula Max's Art Fire or the Kojin or Kojang.
This is the Kickstarter one.
Yes,
right?
This was the Kickstarter. This is some in-hand images of the completed.
Are they going to have this for sale after the fact too, or only if you put in for the Kickstarter?
I thought it was just for the Kickstarter.
Yeah, or... I didn't know if they, you know, if they.
No, I'm sure there's going to be some laying around that they're going to have.
I think you don't have to pay for the figure through a Kickstarter. You could donate $5.
Yeah, but I think it would be kind of cool if you pre-ordered the figure through the Kickstarter, and whoever pre-ordered through the Kickstarter is the only ones to have it. You know what I mean?
I don't think Kickstarter would allow that. I don't think it's
really
mass producing. Yeah. Is that the deal with it?
Yeah. I don't know the exact rules, but when you donate, you donate a certain amount or whatever it is, you kickstart it, and then if you donate a certain amount, you can get a reward. So it's not like you're not buying a figure through Kickstarter, you know what I mean?
Well, wait a minute though. Like, what about those like Unrustable Bastards dudes? Like, don't you? And then they say if you donate a certain amount, you get up to a certain package or something.
Yeah, it's a reward.
Oh, okay.
But you know what I mean? It's so. Say this figure retail would be like $80 or $90, right? You can put in $10 to kickstart the program and not get anything, or they could say if you put in $100, you'll get this figure, the Target Master, and an extra Target Master. You know what I mean?
Oh, I got you.
That type of thing.
Well, either way, it looks like it's almost done.
Looks like it is done.
It'll be a few weeks before it comes out.
It's in the
out.
Damn box. Nah, somebody has this in hand already. I don't know what this was about. I really didn't look into it. I don't know if there's a special version with a clear head. I don't know. I don't know what it was. I just kind of just saw the pick and grabbed it. So
you guys are funny.
Their Target Master.
Is that Grapple's head?
Looks similar.
You think KFC is still going to put out their Art Fire?
Man, they got to put out their Dante and their Grapple. I don't, you know, I really think that if it wasn't too far along, they should abort.
I mean, I think what they should do is wait a year and then put, you know what I mean? Because then the hype dies down.
Yeah, that's true. If you have your money invested already, yeah.
You think they should do Art Fire only? Because, I mean, that MP Inferno is pretty much knocked out of the park, right? So
that shit's going to be, yeah, you know, MP's making an Art Fire. Didn't they already show?
Yeah, they're making one too.
Yeah.
I really, yeah, that seems to be pretty smart if they did that, if they waited it out a little bit and like, hey, you know, everything's kind of died down from there. Here's ours.
Has anybody put out, has any third party put out a figure after Takara and been successful?
I don't think so.
Huh. No, right? I mean, everybody's coming out with Primes now. Yeah, you know, I don't think those are doing well.
Fans Toys is the first one to test the waters when they eventually put a release date on their Hot Rod, I think.
I think it's just about the timing.
I think with that Hot Rod is that they were definitely going to can it, and then they saw how everybody was disappointed with the Takara release and said, fuck it, we can make some money here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they still...
I'm sorry, Toy World did it with the Seekers, with their Coneheads.
Yeah.
They put it out.
Yeah, but Coneheads aren't really out yet.
Well, but I mean, everyone but Dirge is the only one that's not out MP-wise. Sorry, Brick, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to say that.
No, it's just that that Hot Rod is not on a release schedule yet, so I'm still a little worried. But with Cup and RC coming, I'm guessing, and Springer, I'm guessing they're definitely going to do it, right? So.
I see. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, because they wiped Cyclonus and Hot Rod off their current schedule that they put out there. So I guess we just have to wait till next year to find out when it's coming.
Do you guys think that there's a mix of people that are you have people that are hardcore Takara that only buy Takara, but then you have people that are hardcore third party that only buy third party, right? Would you say that's the opposite side of the spectrum?
Sure.
And then I think that there's people in the middle that are willing to swap out an official product if the third party is better.
Oh yeah, I'm that way.
The best figure, right?
Right. So yeah. I mean, I think it's just about time. If you waited a good year after Takara is released a figure, I think you could get some buzz for it.
And he released something that's better than Takara. Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, and Breezy Fresh in the chat, he mentioned the one that we totally missed, which was Grinder and MP Grinlock.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely put a third party in the slot if it's a lot better than the official. There's no shame in my game on that. I mean, I do enjoy the official releases, though. I do buy them, and if I don't like them, I will change them out.
I mean, how many people do you think actually traded out their Grimlock for Grinder?
A lot of people bought that Grinder, so I don't know how many people traded out. I didn't see Grimlocks go up for sale. I think, if anything, people kept both. But a lot of people bought that Grinder, it seemed like.
Yeah.
It's $200 I saved.
You know what? Now with the replacement head, I'm definitely – it's on the list.
It's good, man. It is a good figure. Pinkerton, what's the Pinkerton approach when Fansoys and Takara put out a figure, the same one?
Listen, it's Fansoys and then Takara.
And then Takara, okay.
That may just be my perversion of I probably misspoke there. I probably should say it is whoever makes the version that looks the best and appeals best to my collection.
So case by case.
I can't think of a time, honestly, where, like, if Fanstoys comes out with Hoodlum, bye-bye Masterpiece Hot Rod.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. The only reason why I'm holding on to mine is because of I'm waiting for them to give us a little bit more. I don't want to get rid of it and then find out that they're not making it, then I'm going to have to rebuy it.
Right. I mean,
in that case, I would probably just buy the KO, to be honest with you.
And in the one case where that has occurred, I quickly sold my Hasbro Masterpiece.
Intex said he sold his Grimlock for Grinder.
Yeah, I did the same.
Well, you know what? I don't think I would sell mine, because when I got into this game, that MP Grimlock, the original version, not the reissue, was very expensive. I think I paid $200 for my MP Grimlock.
So did I. So it's staying with me.
Oh, yeah, that's hanging out.
he was one of the first ones I got, him and Starscream. And both the bubble packages.
And mine was used. That I paid $200 for it.
I got a good deal on my Grimlock. I got them for $130.
Nice. I mean, this is 2012, 2013, early 2013, you know?
Hasbro. Okay.
So I was new to the game, and, you know, the best price I could find. This is before Facebook groups and shit like that. So
I paid like $85 Toys R Us for the white box re-release.
I got the original with the clear box.
Yeah, me too.
And it's funny, I was talking to Steele, and he was just like, man, I remember when they were clearing them off at $20-$30 because they didn't sell, and they were selling them for $30 in the stores. I just wasn't part of it. I wasn't into it then.
I got that for $130, and in the same week I got Starscream for like $110. So both not bad deals for when I got them.
When'd you get some?
Not bad.
So anybody really digging this guy right here?
It's cool. It looks dope. I just don't have any connection to it at all.
I can't do it. My body won't.
Anybody like this mold of?
Yeah, I do.
Oh yeah. You know, you do.
Not after they fucking not after they released the MP, man.
Still love Backdraft.
This looks very. This nails the toy look for me. If I was a G1 toy guy, I think this mold does it. It's thin, it's tall. Unlike Chris Pinkerton, who's fat and short.
I've never even messed with this mold at all. So I can't tell you if it's good or bad.
All right, we're just going to move on then.
Yeah.
Look at his face. And then,
it's MP Sun Surge.
The man of the hour.
Could this be the first time I've seen this today?
Is it the first time you've seen this today? I doubt it.
It's the first time I've seen it in the past 10 minutes.
That's
fair. Dude, Jesus. Dust posted these pics in our kick chat, right? He posted, he slammed us. He hit like 7 or 8 picks straight down. And I look at it, I'm like, that's Sun Surge. Why is he posting pictures of Sun Surge? And then I was like, wait a second. That's a giant Autobot symbol on his fucking chest.
And I'm like, yeah, dickhead.
I thought the same thing at first. And then I carefully looked. I mean, just the way it's formatted, you know what it is.
You're like, all right, Dust has been up all night drinking. He's posting bad cute pictures.
It's exactly, dude. Okay, so let's talk about this.
Well, you know, when you saw the picture, you can see it's basic Takara. You know, they usually put the catalogs, you know, and right in the left hand, top left hand corner, it says Masterpiece.
I didn't see that.
All I gotta say is feet. Yeah. I love the feet.
I think there are a lot of things initially to me that look, and maybe it's just the only way you can do this figure, but that look like the Bad Cubes. One being the neck, you know how Bad Cube has that shitty way that the head pegs into the shoulders and stuff.
This looks
like it has it.
No, not the giraffe.
You mean the Masterpiece Megatron style? Yes.
Dude, they just fucking took the engineer and said, come here, buddy. Fuck you.
Yeah, the faux. I mean, maybe you have to do that, but like, you know, you have the faux chest.
Oh, man.
Looks similar. Although there is something interesting I want to talk about as we get.
I don't like those blue windows.
I hate the fucking Bad Cube, man. And this is, the more I look at this, the more it looks like it.
It's the same exact figure.
No, it's better. It's better.
I mean, look at the way that
it's not. It's the same shit.
It does look
the same. This is a figure. I wish they would have went more fucking animation, man.
Oh, I love.
Well, not saying that it looks like the toy because the toy's a fucking train wreck, but
dude, no, this is right up my alley. It's Toon and mature, I guess, at the same time.
See, it's kind of weird for them to come out of the order.
Tune because of the face. The face sculpt is Tune. That's where you get your Tune. Because you see how his ears are not. They're just dull. They're dulled down. You know what I mean? That's a Tune thing.
Yeah, and the proportions are Tune.
So. And again, the fucking color. It's too orange.
I mean, that could be. There's a lot of things in play.
No, it's probably going to be look like Bumblebee, man. It's going to be the same Bumblebee color, man.
I would wait a little bit too because you got the way somebody took the photo, the way it looks in the magazine. I think there's a number of different things.
This is a color photo of a magazine. So
right.
Yeah, the fucking it's got great articulation. That pose is fantastic right there, holding the gun like that. That's fucking killer.
Okay. So I'm looking at the feet, right? I'm looking at Sun Surge's feet. And I'm looking at Sun Surge's feet.
Feet.
It looks like they cut the hood in half where Sun Surge did not. Like his feet are more narrow. And then also if you look at the back pick, Sun Surge has, see I'm pointing at the fucking thing like you can see me.
I do it all the time, bro.
But circle it
down. Sun Surge's tires.
What, the back?
The foot though. Yeah, the point foot.
At the bottom of the
right,
foot.
Right there. Yeah, the tire goes under.
The tire goes under where Sun Surge stays on the side.
Yeah, it goes under. And it looks like there's going to be a piece that's in the middle of the hood.
Well, they'll probably be from one of those flaps that fold. You can see it's this flap right there. Dust, go over to this right foot and go in the inside of the leg. And you'll see that's a flap. It's probably right that right there.
Right here? Yep. Yeah, that looks like the rest of the hood. So that's why the feet are more narrow, which looks better too. Mm.
Yeah, man, I'm digging. That back is so clean.
Oh, but so if you look, there's another thing I want to talk about with the alt mode, and if we have
you want me to keep? Yeah, I got a couple.
You got another picks.
You want me to roll?
Yeah, go to the next one. Let's go back to this. Skip this for right now.
Okay, we'll come back.
Skip this for right now. Right here. Okay. So I think this is how they got through the licensing is because it has the real car mode. It doesn't have the thrusters on it or the exhaust. Yeah.
Right up on the top, right?
Right, yeah. So there's no silver exhaust.
That's clever as hell because I always said they never do this because of those thrusters.
Now, we want that though?
They have it. So
it's a piece that you could put on.
Yeah, so I think it's just a parts forming piece.
It's an add-on.
Because it looks like on the other one, like where these vents are.
It looks like a peg hole right here.
Well, no, and these vents flip over. If you go back and look at those, turn into missiles. Or whatever they are.
Yep, I saw that.
Where am I going back to the first one?
Go forward. I think there's another photo that shows. All right, yeah, there you go. Look at the bottom.
Yeah, it turns. It kind of
those flip
inside out. Yeah.
And then I,
they don't attach. It's something that's inside there.
I think the silver thing is an add-on piece. Like,
yeah, it's going to be an add-on. Yeah.
Like inside of Nadia.
I mean, if that's the way they can get away with getting a license, I'm all for it. I am definitely all for it, man. This looks fucking killer. That back, look at that. Holy shit.
Hey, thank you, Takara, for putting taillights on it. You know, it's not that hard. You see, just did it right here. You know, it's great.
Yeah, the back of that.
You know, this is the funny thing with Takara, man. I mean, I'm sure they know all about third party. They could just sit back and be like, you know what? Let's let these fuckers do all the work. And then we'll see what they did and make it better.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at these accessories.
All right.
Go back one picture. I wanted to see something.
So we're off the vehicle mode? Chris, you eating pizza?
Yes.
I'm eating a sandwich and chicken, and the fucker forgot my lava cakes. But I didn't need them anyway.
This one here?
Chip Chase.
The legs look just like the bad cube, man. It just looks just like it.
Ugh. Well, I mean, they're both trying to make the same guy.
So I think it's funny.
They're going to look
close.
Don't
you think it's kind of ironic that fucking there's a Chip Chase with this one too?
I mean, they had to, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, where's the connection? I never saw this connection between Sunstreaker and Chip.
There's probably one episode where he put him on his shoulder like that.
I don't remember that. I got to go back and watch it, I guess.
I kind of feel like the back lower half of this thing's kind of a mess.
Right here?
Well, and just like underneath his sack.
He looks like he's got a flap.
I mean, and a mess is that's just I'm being too critical. It's not really a mess.
Well, look right here.
It doesn't look bad right there.
So he has an ab crunch, but it doesn't look like he's gonna have a waist swivel, or he might swivel, but it's gonna be blocked.
He's got a little bit of a butt flap right there.
Yep, by the butt flap.
But still, this is super clean, man. Look at that.
I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, yeah. I was very happy to see this today. You know, Sunstreak was my first Autobot.
Was it really?
Yeah, yeah. I was always into the weird fucking things, man. The like when I bought Mask, one of my favorite vehicles was the Volcano van and the fucking what was the RV that opened up and had that little foot? Was it the Slingshot or some shit? It was called.
Yeah, it was Slingshot.
Deluxe just said it's going to be 140. He's fucking nuts.
I think so. I think it'll be up there. I think it'll definitely.
Really? Why? Oh, yeah. It's an MP car.
Yeah, it's a car.
Dude, no way, dude. It's going to be like,
I think it'll be $100 at the
moment. Nah, it's going to be over 100. Look at the Masterpiece pricing. It jumped.
No, but look at
not for the car sizes.
Not for the car sizes.
When was the last time we had a car? It was
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod. That was $90.
No, hang on. Well, the anime.
Don't go Japanese prices on me.
No, the anime Red Alert. Well, that was. How much was that?
Oh, that wasn't even 90. That was like 85.
Yeah, but that was the old. This is the new Dakar.
I'm telling you, but even Hot Rod, it's not going to. They're crazy if they make it over 100, man.
Look down here. We can see a little bit of the neck issues here and the way this is.
Look at the other face, though.
It's not super dirty right here, man. It looks pretty cool.
I wish we got like a metal face, like a silver face.
I wish, you know, I wish I like the opposite. I wish they would have did the chrome exhaust thing in the white color, the white gray color, like the anime-ish color, like they've been doing with all the other new products. You know how they had that one, you know, light gray. We discussed it before the show started.
Like how they did with Inferno's.
Like they went chrome and they went, you know, like a more animated whitish gray.
Oh,
I just think that would be a nice add-on if Takara is going that route with the anime style, the animation style. I think that's it fits in. See, now this guy's not going to fit in with everybody else.
I think that's a different head sculpt, the one on the top right. Maybe.
It has different faces.
Yeah, there's I can't bring.
Yeah, I think you're gonna get your metallic. I think you're gonna get a metallic face.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Good. I mean, especially for the size of the car and the price point.
It's so weird. Like, if anybody turns and looks at their MP sideswipe, you know he's got like a small face, right?
Sideswipe is not gonna fit with this guy, man.
Yeah, his face is so small.
Sideswipe fit with the bad cube though either.
Yeah, I was talking in the hangout chat. I was like, we definitely need a sideswipe remix now because they're not gonna look like the Lambo brothers.
Hot Rod was $75 at BBTS.
So all right. So okay.
So Wheeljack was $80 was $79.99.
Yeah, that's what I think you're getting. And depending on the accessories.
I'm telling you, man, I think this is gonna be over $100.
No. And Ironhide was only $90.
So if Ironhide was 90 at BBTS, there's no way this guy could be over 100. No way.
We'll see. It's really messy here. Look at this. Look at all this panel.
Yeah, but it's not as... I mean, it's just as messy as, like, Inferno and Grapple.
And it'll hold together. Well, in theory, it should hold together better, you know?
Yeah. And how much paint do you think this thing is going to have? You think that just the card mode is going to be painted?
No,
or
it
you
looks
think
like the whole
bot?
Looks like the whole thing.
It looks like two... And again, it could be the lighting, and it could, but it looks two different yellows between the legs and the chest and everything. But that just could be the lighting.
Yeah, it's the lighting. You can see where the line is right here, the light line. So what do you think of the mask? I kind of like the white version that I have with my Panini more than this green one, but
I don't even know where this fucking mask comes from.
Hoist goes Hollywood.
It will never.
I think it's season 2, episode 6, I think it is.
It will never leave the box.
See, you know, it's one of the rituals I have. Whenever I get a new Transformer, I go back and I watch that episode when I take it out of the box. So while I'm fucking with it, I have the episode playing, and I'll queue up a few more episodes. I know they have a big part in those, and I'll watch. Because in season 2, all the season 2 characters had, like, that one episode that was written for them. You know, like Power Glide, Sea Spray, and then, Moist. You know, everybody had that one episode that was about them.
Hey, that Autobot symbol's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Got to represent.
Rep your city.
Now,
Metroplex.
Yeah, the car. So what do you guys think of the blue, those really...
I want to see this.
Those blue windows.
I'm cool with it. Yeah, I'm cool with the blue window. It doesn't look like it's too busy in there. You know, like some of them you can see through and it looks really busy and you can see all the innards.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish they were gray. But
I want the Inferno windows. Those tinted but clouded windows. Yeah,
like smoky.
Yeah.
So notice here the where the Autobot symbol is on the car. So in the on the toy, it was on the side, right? Because the leg split. So here, so that hood must tuck up under his back somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The hood is three pieces.
Yeah.
And I bet you that's what connects to the crotch piece. Like, you know, when you hit that little butt flap hanging, I bet you it could be part of that too. Dude, but there was some interesting shit on the next page.
Yeah, I'm getting
some leggings.
Brian was talking about this.
Yeah. You know, this fucking car, isn't that just a dream from when we were kids? Like fucking Lamborghini. Just, you know, good shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Look where he holds the gun on the inside.
Well, this is the meat and potatoes of tonight, so discuss. Other than the breaking news with the RC, you know?
I think it's good that they did the tire that folds under, you know what I mean? It gives it stability. Yeah, it's cool as shit that now you can see how hollow it is on the inside. Not that it's hollow, but you know what I mean? Like, you could see what they did with the inside of it.
Yeah, like at first I was like, fold. Oh my God, the legs are going to be like Combiner Wars. And I'm like, oh, okay, the panel folds down and that's where the gun is. Oh, great. That's pretty cool.
Is that his gun or is that just an accessory?
No, it's his gun.
Yeah, you can see it. They have a pic of him holding it too.
It's a nice way to hide the accessory like that.
Well, the gun is
It's an accessory. It's not his gun, right?
I mean, it's his gun as an accessory.
Well, then we have the first picture has his gun
being his dick.
Yep, that's his gun.
What kind of reference you're making?
That's his gun. You know,
no, I'm saying
Sunstreaker's that dude. He doesn't need a big gun, you know. Oh,
he's dude, that gun. I don't like that gun. That gun is weak.
Yeah, no, that's his gun. If you look back at the one where he's holding the two.
Yeah, well, I just went back there.
Oh, okay.
So now that you got this zoomed in, when he's on that knee, so you see there where his neck is. So he's got like some of the piece Megatron stuff going on there, right? So I think people are gonna hate on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's Bad Cube City, man. Wow.
Bad Cube had the same thing.
Even the way the shoulder fucking butterflies like that.
Dude, they jacked the fucking look at that, man. It's not the same, but
I'm telling you, very similar,
man.
I think it's possible that it's the same designer.
You really think so?
Yeah. And then he just improved it. Like he saw all the shit that he didn't improve or he was rushed on to get it out for Bad Cube and just fixed it all for Takara.
You could just use better parts. You're like, well, we know, can upgrade some parts.
We know that Takara designers do work for third parties once in a while and they're all part of the same gang, so.
I mean, he was like, all right, so we didn't, the buyers, the consumers didn't like the back. So let's fix the back. Let's rearrange these couple pieces. And, oh, look, the consumers didn't like the feet being so big. So let's do this to make the feet smaller. So he just redesigns a couple pieces. And, you know, it takes another 2 years to come out or a year to come out. And
dude, I'm looking at a picture of the bed cube, and wow.
Yeah, I just scrolled through and saw somebody selling it. And wow.
Do you think that this also has, like, the missile hands as well as an accessory?
I would say so, yeah, because they have to pay. They'll pay homage to the Takara toy, the G1 toy.
Those shoulders look exactly the same too.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures.
Well, no, bad cube shoulders have like that peg thing.
Yeah, but it's
like
still that. It's still the same, but that it butterflies and it connects. Like,
yeah,
it's just different. A different.
So you think like kind of engineered the same, just, you know, different parts and whatnot, different way of going about it.
I mean, I don't know how, you know, how hard is it to fucking design another one, but it's very reminiscent of that fucking bed. Wow.
Well, and that's where I ask, like, you know, other than who else has made one, Omnigonix, there's only so many ways you can engineer this.
It's like, how many ways can you make Grimlock or Prime transform?
Right.
You know, they gotta look the way they look.
Are you guys cool with the chest, the fall chest?
Or would you always have it? Otherwise, you get Omnigonix or you get these toys.
And the more I look, you know, I'm just going doing Google search, the image search, out the Google fill. I do see a lot of G1 tune. The chest area is very small. Yeah. Like we all remember thinking it's huge, but it's not. It's very compact. It's very small. It's huge on the G1 toy, but not in the animation mold. So looking at the official Sunbow.
Deluxe said Bad Cube stole the design.
Hey, J-Ruz, you're right, man. We have not seen the waist swivel yet in any of these picks.
No. Hmm. Yeah, but you know, yeah, man, as long as it doesn't fucking explode and implode for transformation, I'm in.
Dude, I think it's going to, man.
Man, Takara's not like that. That's not Takara's way.
Yeah, if but you may does, have to do that for just...
If it does, then that I'm telling you right now, this is the same dude that did fucking Sun Surge.
I bet it's done smarter.
Yeah, I have a few. I mean, come, I hope, and especially if it is the same dude and it's a second go at it, I hope it's done smarter. I think it will be too. I mean,
man, that fucking vehicle's on point, man. I'm just going through it real quick.
Dude, I love how the tailpipes are gray too. Oh, that's just, I like that.
What's that, Chris?
It reminds me a lot of the Megatron, the way it looks and the stylized part of it. Yeah. I think, you know, I know you guys are saying it looks like the Bad Cube gimmick, but I think it's dead on the money. The guy or the team that designed Megatron, you can really see their styling cues in it.
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
That is true.
It's really good for – it really looks like the animation, man. I'm not saying that the Bad Cube didn't, but there were certain things that were just like, to me, in my opinion. Yeah, look at that leg. I mean, it's kind of busy in here, but not bad.
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I don't like the way that panel wraps around the back of the leg.
Yeah, back here or here.
Yeah, the one where you could see it when he's pulling the gun out of the interior of his.
Yeah, it's kind of like I mean, look at it. Grapple had that little fucking thing sitting back there too. So
you don't think it's gonna be the same yellow as Grapple?
No, Grapple's orange, man. That's like I'm looking at it right now. Grapple is orange. This yellow, I think it's going to look a lot more like the B. It's going to be the B color, and which kind of, because I really want yellow.
Sunstreaker wasn't a pale yellow, though, was he?
Yeah, he was a yellow, not an orange.
He was yellow like Bumblebee was in the show?
Well, Bumblebee was yellow. The MP is not yellow. The MP, to me, in my opinion, and I have pretty good sight beyond sight, looks a little more orange.
I was watching Thundercats today, actually.
Like the Toy Biz yellow, Toy Biz, oh shit, I'm in the wrong fucking genre. The Toy World B yellow, I think, would look great on the Masterpiece figure.
Yeah, yeah. So this is, okay, but I can't remember, in my opinion, the cartoon, was Sunstreaker the same yellow as B, which is that really yellow.
Hold on a minute, I'm gonna screen share something real fast here.
Oh boy. So I got to stop sharing. And then, fuck
you. Stop sharing over me, Dust.
Stop sharing over me, Jisk.
Two things I'm showing you. Look at this. This dude's yellow as shit. And there's old Chip Chase. Oh, he's on his shoulder.
There it is. There it is.
You think that the head doesn't look right. Like, the head doesn't really look that animated. It looks like, and it could just be this photo, but it looks like the ears are super big on this. See if I can find another version. Well, there he is, kind of pale, so that goes for what Dust was saying.
Yeah, that's the yellow that I see it. Well, the one that you had before. There's
the bad cube.
the one you had before it was in the sunset.
So. Oh, look, the G1 is right behind them, and it's hey. Fucking, it is pale yellow if you look at that other picture.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, right
Dust.
Here.
Yeah, yo. Dust, click on me. I've got the comparison shot.
Oh, somebody boy. Just look at this. We're clicking and clacking here. Look at this.
Listen,
hey. Oh, shout out to Cheem.
This is what it looks like when we're excited.
Or was this Antoine from the...
I don't remember where I
got this. They all do the comparisons now. So
I'll give credit to someone in a moment.
So, yeah, it saves me the work because I don't have to do it anymore.
Shout out to Third Party Unlimited. That's where it came from.
Okay.
So there you go. Look at that Omnigonic's chest. Keep
that's
in mind,
the best one. That's the fucking best one. I want that one. That's just Takara should need to just scrap their project. And
yeah, but like, you said you like the compact chest more because it looks more.
Keep in mind,
I'm being sarcastic.
We're excited.
No, I kind of like I like the legs on the Omnigonic's.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Like that was sarcasm.
Oh, okay. Sorry. But yeah, the yellow on the Omnigonic's is the yellow that I want.
I think it's going to be a different color than those pictures. I think those pictures aren't going to give you the whole truth there.
It's going to be the same color as the bad cube.
But you guys,
yeah, I think so too. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be Bumblebee orange.
Is anybody going to silver Sharpie their spoiler? I might.
No. I will not.
Oh, wait. The spoiler's not weird, silver?
Right? No.
It's yellow. That's weird.
That's because of the BMW. It's, the Lamborghini license, probably.
Right. That's a small price to pay for some licensing, you know, to get by.
That's all right. I still have my bad cube.
Either way, it's exciting.
I'll transplant the bad cube fucking spoiler onto the Takara one.
Here we are. We're getting a fucking Takara official release on Streak, and we're complaining about color.
Oh. It's the first of the new batch of official releases, which is cool.
Yeah, I mean? he is very busy in the shoulders and in the top of the whole top of the body here. It's very very Megatron-esque. That like
you know
Chris
why we're picky because we got the same exact figure a year ago.
Sure, that's why.
Let me ask you guys another question too. When they normally show these in the magazines like that, are they completed or are they usually just prototype? I mean, like prototypes.
This is probably 6 months out.
You could see his index finger is the paint's chipping on it because it's hand painted.
Yeah.
So they just took one and then hand painted it and kind of posed it. It's not like it's close to being done. Then
is this the probably, first?
Well, you know what? It's not been released as official. This is just news down the line. So who knows? Tomorrow could be. Hey, this is such and such. But
MP Collector said he saw that the Lambo doors open and the headlights pop up. Did we catch that?
No, I didn't see that anywhere. Chris, what are you saying, brother?
Let's look around to see if that's.
I was just saying that this is the first vehicle Transformer true masterpiece release since when? What was the last one they did? Because
was it Wheeljack?
Wheeljack, I think. No, Ironhide.
You got
Ironhide and Ratchet.
It was Ironhide.
Oh yeah, Ironhide, but
Ironhide and Ratchet.
It was Ironhide
sports car.
No, I'm just saying because if you think about it, we got fucking beasts and guns, and we haven't gotten any.
Yeah.
Got any Autobot cars or cars at all?
Well, I mean, you got like you're not counting Inferno and those things either, though.
Oh, you know, Inferno would have been the last one.
Yeah,
we boned on him.
Yeah, why is it we forgot about that guy?
Hold on, MP Collector just said, "Fuck it," he just saw the Lambo doors open vertically. You guys talked about that, but I don't think he's talking about Sunstreaker. I think he's talking about Matt's car.
Oh,
the doors open. That's funny.
All right, so we done with this? We good?
Yeah.
You guys are all cool?
One last thing.
All right, Brian, hit it up.
Hey, anybody, when I did see this, I was a little disappointed that this was the figure that was released because I was like...
Oh. You wanted something different.
What did you want it to be?
I wanted to know if there was actually a Devi in the works, and also I wanted to see something about a Hoist or a Trailbreaker.
Listen, summer's starting. You're going to hear all this shit. Yeah. Not that, but you're going to hear a bunch more stuff. It's just the beginning.
Yeah, I just wish the car would do, you know, what are they doing, about 4 a year now with repaints, 5 a year? They just need to up it up a little bit. I'm going to be dead soon, guys. I want to get this shit over with.
Well, let's get this photo over with.
Hang on, no,
hold on. Matt Deluxe Baldwin just sent me a picture of the doors coming up.
Oh shit, he sent it to me too.
All right, so put it up there. Put it up there.
I got it. Hang on.
This is the original breaking news. Shout out to Deluxe Baldwin and his breaking news.
What? Look at this.
you know, Agent Kid Matt's going crazy right now.
This is that,
oh, wait a minute. He's not watching the show, so.
That does nothing for me.
Hey, Agent Kid Matt, can you put some LEDs in this car?
These are part of the transformation. Thanks. It's nothing to fucking do.
Yo, shout out to the Lux. Thank you very much.
Well, not the headlights, though.
Yeah, the headlights, the trunk open. That's pretty cool, man. That looks dope as
hell. I mean, it's cool, but how many of us are going to use this? It's probably going to come in the box in car mode. We're going to play with the doors, play with the hood, and then transform it and never see those doors swing up.
It doesn't matter. We have it.
I make you pushing an alt mode because the bot modes are so similar that this wins. This alt mode definitely beats the bad cube alt.
Hey, look at the ground effects under the bumper. That's really nice.
Yeah, I was just looking at that.
Yeah, I didn't see that before. That looks
so now you have to buy two of these because you know the bad cube robot mode ain't gonna work.
Why they look?
Epi Collector said J-Ruse is hating like he's Ace or something.
The bad cube robot mode and this robot mode look close enough that I can. You know what I mean.
You mind yourself there, broski.
Oh boy.
I say you use the bad cube for the car mode because you'll have the silver spoiler. I mean the chrome spoiler.
Yeah, but you know what sucks about using bad cube as a car mode? You got that fucking terrible fucking rear end.
Yeah, but you're not gonna
see that. But that's tune accurate though, the horrible run end for rear end.
And I'm never gonna see that.
All right, let's go through this real quick. We got a clear fucking Cosmos coming.
Looks like a glass of beer.
Anybody?
That's cool. But
it looks like piss.
Did we talk about this last week?
Yeah, I thought we did. I didn't see it in the pics.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. I know we did.
All right, so we're going through this. Oh, and we did talk about this last week, but now we have more photos. The Wei Zhang.
You could talk with Wei Zhang on the WhatsApp. There's a
Megatron. Their original design, a KO company.
That looks.
Turning good.
Remember, it's taller than the MPP-10.
No, that's the pick that they had with it. That's an MP-10 mold.
Then it's shorter than MPP-10.
No. I have pics.
All right. Go for it.
And I'll right here. That's with MPP-10 right here.
So this is a masterpiece scale prime? I mean,
No, it's an oversized with MPP-10 because that's their clear.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Didn't they have one where he was like a head taller?
No, that's him compared to a MP10 mold. This is one of the BAPE or something like that repaints.
Wait, are you sure? Because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It has 5 panels in the leg.
And there's no way.
MP10 only has 4.
And MPP10 is way taller than that. Like, it's not just a head taller than MP10. It's
so what's going on here?
That's the oversized clear one. Well, yeah. but look at his legs are bent like. I don't know.
Because if you look at MP10, MP10 only has 4 panels in the vent on his leg.
Oh, boy.
That one has 5, which means it's the MP10.
Guys, I got to fucking piss.
Yeah.
It's time anyways. If we want to be done. What is that holding up the gun mode? What do they got propping it up?
We're going to start off here. And these are pics that we didn't see yet.
All right. Yeah.
What the fuck is going on with this?
The whole crotch piece is just weird.
Yeah, the crotch is the only thing that throws me off. The crotch and the feet are a little janky. But other than that, they nailed everything else, in my opinion. It looks really good.
That face looks in line with like the new way Takara's going.
I think it's because we're used to seeing
sound waves. Pull my finger.
What was that, Chris?
The crotch cover, center crotch cover. I think it's because it's the exact same width as that center console piece.
Yeah, it throws it off a little bit.
Those proportions off.
Aesthetically, it brings it down.
So to speak.
Yeah, I mean, it looks cool. I hope they make a MP-sized one. I don't need them to. I don't know why I said that.
I'm just happy that they're making original molds and they're showing what they can do.
Look at that. They gave you a fucked up version.
Yeah, they're kind of, you know, running that game, you know? Same thing with the sword.
Yeah, I bet you, like, as soon as they saw the accessories that came with the MP, they're like,
yeah, it has, it pretty much piggybacks all the accessories the same.
What if this is, like, the version of Megatron that Takara made, like, a long time ago, back when they were worried about guns and shit, and then they're just like, well, we made another one, and they sold this to the KO people. Like, you can just make this if you want.
This joint here is a little wacky right here. See that little lever right there?
Little armpit
joint.
It looks like a piston.
I just like the fact that the chest part is pretty wide and broad. I like that on the Megs. Yeah,
the worst thing about this thing are the feet.
Yeah, the feet are, like I said,
the feet legs seem a little skinny, but it could just be the angles.
Oh, look, he gets a helmet. He gets a key to Vector Sigma. But that back, though.
The arms look like Apollyon arms to me. I'm not going to lie. I feel like the only thing that's different is there's just no ball joint in the middle.
Yeah, I don't see the it's a trap elbow thing happening, though.
Yeah, oh, that's
look, look
true
at this
too.
Fucking back. Takara, look. Look, Takara.
Everything's clean about this. Everything.
Yeah, it's super clean.
Look at the legs, the interior of the legs, the fucking...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, back. I'm not getting it.
Is that the laser beak that you only get in first edition?
Yeah, if you got to jump on the first wave, it's going to be a silencer edition. It's going to be a laser beak. It's kind of cool. I think it's kind of a cool addition. And if you get it, you jump on the first.
Yeah.
Has anybody called this number on here yet? What's that number?
Yeah.
Hey, let's call it right now.
Go back to laser
beak. Have installed.
The laser beak looks kind of dope.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm getting there. Yeah, it's got short little wings to it, but, you know, it's a nice little addition. You know, they didn't have to do that, but it kind of works.
Not with the head. I mean, dude, it looks better than the fucking MMC one.
Yeah. It's got a nice waist swivel. This is a really good shot of this right here. It shows you they're good.
Feel like they just copied the MP face.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, they did a lot. They did a lot of copying with that and the accessories and give it that cartoon look.
That face, that's exactly like.
Yep. It does, doesn't it?
Yep. Toon Tickles galore, baby.
Oh, you know what I was just thinking? The MMC laser beak could probably work with him, right?
Maybe. It'd still be a little big. And here's the gun mode.
That's cool.
With laser beak attached.
I think that's cool. I think that's a good idea of just doing something a little different.
Mm-hmm. It's clean. It's there's panels, but not like the MP panels.
Hey, so you see the stock on the... No, it's not the stock, but the thing on the end?
Uh-huh.
Do you think that's part of the bot? That's not an accessory, right?
It looks like the feet. Imagine this folds up in there.
That might be incorporated.
Yeah.
It does look like it could be the height.
Hey. Look at how short I think you're gonna have a problem. The handle looks stubby. It looks
short. Imagine they worked that in there. There's no parts forming.
Click on is there a photo of it?
No, this is the only photo we have of the gun mode.
Go back to the feet? Or like, do we have one?
Yeah, well, only the first pick. I can't see it because I have a...
Dude, I think
when you screen share, you think that it goes in here?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the feet, man.
You see, it kind of collapses inside right here. Yeah. See? Look. It's kind of thin. Wouldn't that be wild? They did away with the parts for me? That's pretty cool.
Dude, to get it that clean and to have that sliding bar in there.
Yeah, that's
Is that part of the gun called the stack? I can't remember.
Yeah, stock. Yes. That would be a stock. Shout out to Call of Duty. Wow, imagine that. Yeah, look at that. I think it's going to go in there. It's going to slide in, collapse on itself. And those are the feet.
Or it folds. Look, there's a hinge halfway through it, so it probably folds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it folds in, and then accordion. Accordion's in.
Well, and you can see right there's a little circle right at the end of it, too, that's probably a hinge.
That would be pretty. Well, what do you guys think? I think that's pretty cool, man.
Ankle joint.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know about this. Would this be? I know the silencer is not going to be part of it, but if they can incorporate the whole,
they did incorporate that. If you go to the back piece, that's where that is. It's on the back.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Go to it from the back.
Shout out to them. Wow.
Well, go back right there.
Yeah. Wow, match! That's fucking great. I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Do you think they shrink this down to MP size, or they go Voyager to match their mini MP?
They should. I think they're all connected, but yeah. But the quality was different though on the Voyager. The quality was pretty shitty, right, Chris? Your Voyager fell apart, right?
Oh, on the Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah. It broke. the waist hinge where the whole thing hinges up, the bumper and the grill, it broke. It may have been my fault, but the chrome immediately was shitty on the bumper.
Yeah, that's not MPP. That's not a Weizhang quality to say, you know? Weizhang puts out a really good product.
Ray wanted to know how big the gun mode is going to be, and I don't think we know yet. But the
yeah, there's no in hand.
To call it out.
That's a business card.
Oh, yeah. All right. There you go, Brave. That's a business card. But I like how Brave pops in at the last few minutes to make it front like he was watching the whole time.
Yeah, like he fronted it all. Yeah, but, man, if they incorporate that stock, yeah, I think so, man. Look at it now. Now that we zoom it in a little bit, I think that's why the feet look so janky.
Well, think about that. You don't have to worry about cramming those feet all the way up in there. You're just like, look, you just slide them out. It's kind of a smarter way to do business.
If that's how it pans out, man, that's great. And, yeah, because look at the split down the middle. Why would there be a split down the middle if it was just a piece that you throw on?
Right. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? It would be one cast of one mold.
And it looks like you got here, like you got
you split them rocker. Up, you fold them, and it goes in. It goes. Wow, that's fucking cool.
Cool.
That's cool as hell.
So yeah, right there. Hold on. Can you zoom in on those feet? Now you can see. Yeah, look, the heel folds out to make a flap.
Uh huh.
And then it probably just slides out. We probably spent way too much time talking about some fucking feet.
No, it's all right. It's all good, man. Everybody wants, feet. You know. Feet.
Will it have an orange cap? I doubt it. These guys don't give a fuck.
Yeah, man. And this is going to be under $100. Dude, under $100, people.
And I heard the laser beaks.
Mold? Hear me clapping? The first clapping?
Run? Yeah, I think the laser beaks first run. So
yeah, first round. So you know, and there's a couple of ETLs right now.
He doesn't turn into a cassette. What does he turn into?
No, a silencer. The silencer,
the silencer for the gun.
That's crazy.
We're it's not cool. Hearing, it's cool. We're right here. Look,
it's cool. Yeah, that's it right there.
It's different. It's different because, you know, they're not going to do a sound wave, so.
Who says they're not doing it?
No, I
just like the way that thing looks. I think that laser beak's cool as shit. I'll buy it off somebody. That's all I'm saying.
And that's it, peeps. That's it. I mean, I'm really digging that guy, man. Under $100, oversized, goes with your MPP-10. If they knock it down to a MP scale, from what I see here, man, that mag is going to be killer, man. Killer shit. Here's a shout out to the Cool Table, man.
Yeah. Chris, you want to do all the outros and finish up?
I'll wrap it up. Brian, did you want to take notice of anyone that was hanging out with us tonight in the chat?
Anybody in the chat. Anybody.
Sure. So, yeah, man, we got a lot of people in here today. So
yeah, it was a good show, man. There was a lot of people, you know, with us. You know, there's about 50 live viewers and people in and out every day.
Yeah, maybe some people want to jump and see that Sona Streaker, see what's going on there.
I think it was all about the titties.
Oh, you think so?
The titties.
All right, so starting off, Greg from Mercy was first one in, and we got Nightwing in them, and we had Leon 2242-Geo Gator. That's a mouthful.
All right, next time you show up, you better fucking change your name, because there's too much to do.
To Bob.
And Aw Jetchy's in here. Aw Jetchy wasn't here last week, so I'm glad she's back in. Let's see, we got Breezy Fresh, Sunday Heat, Johnny Y, Riddler Circle, Lord Shadowkeeper, who watches us in 4K, by the way.
So, wow, they got 4K. Sorry.
Do your facial scrubs, gentlemen, I guess now.
Yeah.
Being that super high
definition. And I got that package going out probably tomorrow to you, buddy.
And we got Gabe Infinity Watch, Chris G was in here, Michael G, Intex Music, Energon Addict, happy birthday, brother. We got Raul, Deluxe, Galvatron, Anna was in here, Harrican BX, Harvey Double Underscore Dent, K-Man, KJ Smith, Nick Brammer is in here, Lionel M, The Vendetta, P. Shrek, Retro Now, David L. Charles popped in.
What up, Chuck?
We got MP Collector, Jarms, Paul C. dropped in just to leave a comment so he can get his name called out. We got Frogman 78, Soundwave Will, Walter's in there, Todd H., Paul L., 04 Blown Cobra, and Shelf Warmer, and of course Brave.
I don't think that's what that cobra name was. Chris knows what the name was. It was, what the fuck? It was a car. It's a car thing.
It was rat-a-tat-tat.
It's a blown cobra.
Yeah.
Oh, was it blown cobra? Oh, yeah. It doesn't look like blown. Oh, it is 04 blown cobra. Cobra. Huh, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. So.
I have to know.
Okay.
These crazy YouTube handles.
So let's do a little wrap up here of where you at, Brian Brink.
You can find me in Facebook as Brian Brink in the groups and Brinkalizer at Brinkalizer in Instagram.
I'm doing a wrap up, see?
And catching some Z's here soon right after the show.
Yeah, you're fucking beat, man. You're like a drum, this dude. Titty weekend.
Che Rouge.
You will catch me in the airport in about an hour going to pick up the girl.
Ball and chain.
Say the wife.
You can catch me on Instagram at J_Ruse coming soon. Coming in September, you will only find me on the PlayStation Network Cadaver_11 when Destiny 2 comes out.
Now, are they just taking the basic game and just adding DLC to it to call it Destiny 2?
No, take a look at the YouTube videos.
Yeah, it looks the same. It looks the same to me, man.
Of course, it's Destiny. That's why it's the same. Yeah, Halo, same thing. Halo, I mean, is the same.
Halo 2 to Halo 3 was not the same, bro.
Yeah, but that was because Bungie wasn't doing it anymore.
No, Bungie did Halo 2 and Halo 3. What the fuck do you know?
They did Halo 1 and 2.
And 3.
Oh, they did 3?
Yes, 4 went to 343 Studios. Come at me, bro. Don't talk about Halo.
But listen, it's of course it's going to look the same because it's the same
fucking game. I was Bungie-ing before you were fucking even thinking about it. So,
but let me tell you, it's a fucking different game. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Hopefully it's better.
It doesn't need to be any better. It's just
Here we
fantastic.
Go. Next.
All right, Jisk.
Yo, you guys can catch me throwing out likes and shares to Asian Kid Matt on that job hunt.
And, you got it?
You think he got that fry position? He's working fries right now?
I hope he got whatever he's looking for. I rip on that a lot, I really do hope that he...
Yeah, Matt. I hope that worked out for you.
He's doing well.
I hope he showed up in a nice, clean romper. And he didn't talk at the interview. Wow. He just wrote everything down. And I'm Asian. I'm smart. You know.
Listen, you just play that affirmative action card that you were in.
That's right.
Muck it up. And,
assistant shift manager.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not posting on any social media lately because I'm on some other shit.
Elitist, all right, Dust.
Elitist scum. What's up, everybody? My name is Dust Mites. You can find me on Instagram at Dust Mites, on the YouTube channels here on Realm of Collectors and on Dust Mites. I do have a YouTube channel that don't post anything new, but I will try to post something new shortly. Eddie Dust Mites in the groups, and that's it. No twits or tweets or twats. I deleted my Twitter. I have no fucking need for that.
Twitter and Twitter. You can find me under Pinkerton on Instagram. Christopher Pinkerton on The Good Book, as Jisk says.
Yeah.
Because that's what my mama named me. Crashbox Customs on your social media. We are part of the Cool Table Network, a group of like-minded podcasts and web shows featuring Shattercast Uncut, Nerd Rage Radio, Plastic Fanatics, Figa Banging, Beer and Bolters 40K, 8 Weeks, Stasis Lock, Toy Detox. Also, don't forget to check out Information Creep. It's a new Realm of Collectors show. It's a podcast all about the IDW comics. Shout out to our Cobra Law Records family. Nate gave us a little sneak preview over the weekend on his Instagram Live. I'm digging it.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Album's almost done. We're just working on a few tracks, getting a couple of features in there, and then it's mixed down time.
Awesome.
It's going to be released February 30th.
Yeah. You know, I even told him, man, I was like, man, we used to release something like once every two times a year we did a release, you know, but life happens. Sorry, Chris.
No worries. Don't forget to send your What's in the Fucking Box and Shelf Life videos too.
Enter the Realmcast. Enter the Realmcast at gmail.com. Yeah, that's it. I do it every week. Why would I stumble right now?
Hey, we set this relationship up a long time ago, and it kind of slipped all of our minds, and then some things happened, but we're back on track now. TFPrototype.com. You can also check them out on TF Prototype on Facebook and Twitter. Just reposting a lot of the stuff that's out there, not just the cool table network, but reviews, shows, all sorts of cool stuff. So if you're not following TF Prototype, go give them a follow.
Definitely, man. That's your one stop shop. When you're one stop shop.
Yeah, it's good to find. You can find a lot of the. I was going there religiously when I was first starting out collecting to catch up on all the old third party stuff. Mm. It was really nice and convenient.
Yep, and they're gonna piggyback our YouTube feed. So any new shows or any new things that come through there, what's in the fucking box videos will probably go through their feed onto their site and their Facebook feeds. So check it out, guys.
That's cool.
Shout out to them. Thanks.
Real fast, is there a show next week, Memorial Day?
Oh, yeah. We forgot to say there's no show next week.
Well, no show next week for Memorial Day.
There'll be something, but no Enter the Realm. But
everybody get out there and eat some burgers and dogs.
There'll probably be something. For America. I'll hit you guys up. If anybody that's around Monday night, let me know. We'll work on
baseball,
something.
Hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet.
All the good things.
I ain't doing shit, so you know I'm going to be doing something. I'll be sitting here with a fucking Uncle Sam fucking hat on, with a fucking beard, with sparkles in my ass, doing a show.
Mm. That is a show into itself. You can find the Realm of Collectors on Facebook under Realm of Collectors. Our Instagram is at Realm of Collectors. And our website is realmofcollectors.com. This show is, along with many of the other shows on the Cool Table Network, are available on iTunes or your favorite podcast pushing app on your Amazon. Reach out and give a 5-star rating because it helps us find new jackals, so to speak. That's going to do it for us tonight. I'm going to try to stay out of fucking jail this week. as I start my new job. So I guess that's going to wrap it up. Dust will send the link out shortly. Anybody wants to come in for the hangout after party?
Yeah, the after party is – I'll be there for a little bit. But hit me up if you want to be down, man. It's kind of quiet on Mondays now. Everybody wants to be broadcasted. Everybody's a superstar.
That's right.
They got to get their hair did and be live.
If you are. Anyways, thank you for joining us tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world. But you were here with us, and we appreciate that. Pregnant pause is notwithstanding. So, Jay, you got to go get your wife from the airport, huh?
Yep. So, I'm out.
Are you going to have her a hot meal in the car when she gets in the car?
No.
Bring that lunch.
No, we'll stop and get something.
Mm. I'm not stopping the broadcast. We're going
to
continue.
I forgot to mention this.
This is where we get good. We're going ETR after.
We should probably start talking about what we're doing for the 100th show.
Yeah, 200.
200?
No.
No, it's 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. No.